just...
What's that noise?
I don't know. Can't make it out.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Now you can't even take your children to school without their telling you you have to be vaccinated. Do you know what they putting in that damn vaccine? They tell you it's this, but it may be that.
Oh, no, you didn't.
If you would like to check out AFI and their live performance from this last Tuesday, you heard me.
The rest of the performance?
It's 8:55. This is the Kevin and Bean Show.
It's the last Kevin show. It's so sad.
Stop talking. I'm trying desperately to ignore the treacly sweet inanity of your asinine conversation. But now I've got bile in my mouth.
And now,
do you get paid more if they do stuff to your butt?
Our feature presentation.
I hope so.
You should.
I mean, I really hope so.
That was my understanding. I haven't got the check yet, but that's what I was told.
Same thing. Same here. I took that for granted. Maybe I should have asked.
I know.
Hey, look, why not pick up the phone and give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. That is our toll-free number if you'd like to be on the air. And why wouldn't you be when you know you're going to get an awesome prize just for spending 30 seconds entertaining Kevin and Bean? So we'll take your calls coming up here in just a minute. First, though, Kevin, I know you've been following the G20 summit very closely.
Oh, man, that's like 24-7 with me.
We can't get – when it comes to the financial dealings of the world, we can't get Kevin to put it down even for a second. I mean, we're like, hey, look, Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. He's I got to check out what's going on in finance in France.
Dude, you got to grow up sometime.
I know you do.
You know what I mean?
I know you do. Well, the G20 is it's the money people. It's 20 big countries, and they send their financial people, and they have a big conference, and they talk about what the world economy is all about. So that's going on in Korea right now. And just like any time one of these conventions comes to town, there's going to be protesters, and there are thousands of them out there protesting because they say,
We hate money. We hate money.
We want more money.
We want more money.
A lot of people think that governments, they're all out for big business and keep the little man down, and the poor man can't make it anywhere. So anyway, so they're out there protesting. And the reason I bring all this up is because you see this from time to time, and we need to discuss this because I don't think we have. They arrested a woman who had poured paint thinner over herself and attempted to light herself on fire to protest the G20. Now, this is, while not common, it's popular enough that we see a story like this a couple of times a year where somebody decides, I'm pissed off. The way that I choose to protest is to light myself on fire. Okay? Now, two things. One. Has it ever gotten to the people that they're trying to protest, and the people have said, you know what?
No.
You're right, man. We're not actually going to change that exchange rate with the yen that we were talking about doing because you lit yourself on fire. Has that ever happened even once?
I doubt it. I bet they all go, hey, come over to the window. There's a woman out there that's going to light herself on fire.
And two, though, and this is my favorite part of the whole story. Police, they stopped her from while she was trying to light herself on fire. They were able to stop her. Fortunately, and they arrested her, of course.
Fortunately.
Police detained the woman but said her motive was unclear. Now, here's what I'm going to say about that. If you're going to light yourself on fire and there's a possibility that you will die within the next 3 minutes, go ahead and make sure the word is out there as to why you're doing it.
So otherwise, she didn't even have a sign or anything that let anyone know what she was doing and why?
I don't know if she had a side. The story says police detained the woman, said her motive was unclear. I'm saying it should be crystal clear to everyone. Otherwise, you are just committing suicide in the street.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand that either because I've always looked at that and thought, okay, we have too many people, so have at it.
But that's really stupid not to have a sign, well, for God's sake.
Maybe she's in favor of the yen trade or whatever it is. Maybe she likes it. Who knows?
That's the point. But, I mean, if you're going to sacrifice your own life because that's how committed you are to your cause, at least, I don't know, heads up on what your cause is.
I'm suggesting whatever her cause is and heads up and all that, she's crazy. So.
Well, she may be crazy, but leave a note. If you're going to be crazy, at least leave a note. That's all I'm saying.
That doesn't make sense. That way we can at least read that and go, what? Still don't understand.
Exactly.
All right,
toll-free 1-800-520-1067. Time for Kevin Bean's What to Do Nephew. Hit it, Steve.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
What it do,
what it do, nephew.
like to point out nobody died in that story, yet I was still interested in it.
Well, only because of the possibility of death.
There was possibility. Yeah. That's true. Great prize for you for being on the air today, and it's a copy of all three of the great Back to the Future movies. Well, two and a half of them are great. 25th Anniversary Trilogy is out now on Blu-ray and DVD with tons of extras, and you get it on DVD just for being on the Kevin and Bean Show today. Why don't we start with our man John? I don't think we gave this story enough attention. Hey, John, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What it do?
How you doing, guys? Hey, good. Did you see the the naked pictures of Jessica Alba on what Tyler Durden would do?
Yeah.
No.
Wait, naked pictures of Jessica Alba?
Yes. She's they pregnant, out, actually.
I don't think so.
We talked about them a little bit. They came out on Friday. They were she's a bigger star, but I think they were overshadowed because the same day, much better naked photos came out of actress Kat Dennings. They came out at almost the exact same time.
Oh, wow.
I didn't see those.
It was on Tyler the same day. It should be the next post. It's worth checking them both out.
You guys have some work to do
Wait
today.
Wait a minute. You're saying that it's worth checking out a naked Jessica Alba?
Yes.
Let me make a note.
Now, but I'm warning you, she is pregnant at the time. I mean, she's
It's a it's another pregnancy one?
Yeah.
Like Miranda Kerr?
Yeah.
But it's
It's still good, though.
Sure. It is good. I mean, it's great. Of course, it's great to see Jessica Alba's boobs, but it's not like they're sexy time photos or anything. You know, they're you know what I'm saying? They're really just more, you know, snapshot candid kind of things.
The Kat Denning ones are, though, Mike says?
Oh, yeah. Those are sexy time. All right. Absolutely.
There you go.
All right, John. Thank you very much for the call. Yeah, definitely worth checking out.
We're the last people that John is ever going to talk to. He's just about to die.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Let's try our man Tom on line two. Hey, Tom. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What'd it do?
Hey, guys. What'd you do?
What'd you do?
How dare you?
I got pulled over for speeding yesterday, and my phone kept ringing as the officer's trying to write the ticket, so he finally got frustrated and answered the phone himself.
Wait, he answered your phone?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, so he calls, and it's my mother who's pissed off at me for being late, and just apparently she was cursing up a storm, thought it was me on the phone. He looked at me, he goes, here, go home, you're out of the ticket.
Wow!
Strong.
Yeah.
That's cool hilarious.
That's the best cop ever.
Yes.
I mean, the dude that answers your phone and then he realizes that you're going to get an earful when you get home anyway, so that's probably worse than any ticket
and
he could write.
That's why you were speeding.
That's a cool cop.
Yeah.
That's very cool. He felt like your life was miserable enough without him adding to it. That's
he
great.
He just told me, just go home, man. Go home now. You're out.
Could you hear your mom in the background like, bah, 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 bah.
Let's just say she can talk like a sailor when she wants to.
Sure.
No, oh, I know. Man. I love
I'm just so surprised that he would answer the phone. I can see how it would be annoying, but if I were that cop, or most cops, I think you would just say, could you please turn your ringer off?
Right. I know. That's why this guy's the best.
Yeah,
right.
I think
he
sense of humor.
He was just in a bad day or something, and he finally got fed up with a phone ringing all the time, so he picked it up. He's
I love it.
Got it. Thank you, Tom. Let's do one more. Kevin, I'm going to give you your pick. I think you know which one I would pick, but I want to give you the option
sure.
in case you're going to be sad if we don't talk to Brittany.
Well, I mean, we should talk to Brittany.
All right.
Oh.
I mean, we should.
Yeah.
We should, right? I mean, we don't really have it. It's not even a choice.
No, I think
it is
should.
A choice. I'd rather talk to Lewis about something I don't care about than talk to Brittany and accidentally have people run
but
into this website.
That's the problem. I don't care about what Lewis wants to talk about.
Right, me
At
either.
Least Brittany, I understand.
All right, Brittany.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
So I woke up this morning, and the first thing I saw, my boyfriend showed me a picture of special fried rice.
Yes! Now, wait, before you go on, I'd just like to suggest that there are times when we say, don't go look at this picture. And what we mean is, go look at this picture. Right? Those are times.
No,
there are times.
There are times.
This is not one of them. When we say, don't go look at this picture, what we mean is, don't go look at this picture.
And by the way, Kevin's not joking, first of all. And second of all, I don't even know what it is because I won't go look at it.
See, he's smart.
I just know how bad it is. So what happened with you and your boyfriend this morning, Brittany? What did you think?
So, immediately after I saw the picture, I ran to the bathroom and barfed.
That's the best. Fantastic.
Awesome.
The only thing you need to know, producer Alex is telling me in my ear, is please let people know it is not food.
Oh,
it
no.
It has nothing to do with food.
No, that's even worse.
Okay. But let's not discuss it.
Mike,
discuss
we don't need
further.
Any more from you.
I won't give you any website addresses or anything, but how about what I rocked you guys with yesterday in the meeting after the show?
Yeah, that was...
I don't even know what that was.
I don't know what it was
called.
You know,
from a distance, it kind of looked like a... It's a hostess treat.
Twinkies?
Snowball?
Yeah, no, exactly.
It kind of looked like a snowball from a distance, but then I stopped.
This is all I'll say, and again, I'm not going to tell people where to go, but I showed Dr. Drew the special fried rice and the blue waffle, and he always says, it's really not that bad. I see worse than that in the OR.
Yeah, that scares me.
Now, what I showed you guys yesterday, I showed Dr. Drew, and he went, oh, there it is. That's bad.
Yeah.
That person's going to die.
Psycho Mike. Really? Psycho Mike is the guy here at work who has an endless supply of those.
I don't know where you get them.
And about once a week, he'll bring one in, and he'll just go, you guys got to watch it. And we all know that we don't. And we shouldn't, but we have to. And then we're all on the floor throwing up like Brittany.
It's horrible.
Brittany, you want us to put you on hold and give you the website of the new one?
Sure.
All right, hold on.
She's already vomited today and she wants more?
She's down for more.
King of Mexico says, whatever you do, don't go to GiantCheeseTaco.com either.
Don't go there.
So,
all right.
We've got all of that out of our system now. I hope we can move on.
That's a good tip. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin Amin Show, shall we?
Despite the backwards nature of your convictions, you're tenacious, and that bespeaks a certain something of something. So, bravo!
Don't know what any of that meant? Doesn't matter. Landon Donovan from the LA Galaxy. Come on now! Thank you, Lisa. In the playoffs.
Yes.
On Sunday, we're going to have him in the studio. We have Eric Balfour.
Yeah, Eric. Mm-hmm.
Skyline is the movie.
Yep.
He's the last defense between us and the aliens that are coming to attack and destroy the world, right?
I'm glad that they finally are doing an alien movie where they're not afraid to say aliens are going to come down and kick our asses. Because for so long they've been saying, oh, no, what if they're nice?
Right.
And what if, no, they're angry and they want us to die. And I love that. It looks so good. Inappropriate Boners today.
They're playing in studio?
It's a band. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's a call-in topic.
Oh, I see.
You can take calls on that topic. Jeffrey Donovan from Burn Notice. He's the star of that show. So
love
great.
It.
Different guy than the guy who's playing soccer?
Yes.
It's Donovan Day. Yeah. Jeffrey Donovan, right. Early. Landon Donovan, a little later.
Okay.
Dr. Drew, in between.
Yeah.
And real doctor. I just found that out, Bean.
You said that before, Bean?
I just found that out.
I don't. I need to see some paperwork.
I'm saying I just found out. Real doctor.
I doubt it.
Shocking?
I thought he was like Dr. Dre, where he just gave him that name just to sound cool.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper. Right. And also Chris Pine. Talking about a little movie that he's in this weekend as well. So we'll do all that coming up. We'll take a break and do the Showbiz Beatnik. How about a new album?
Dead.
How about that?
Dead.
Oh, not stirring it up so much. All right. It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 5:53. Just let it go, man. Just let it go.
I'm just saying.
Just let it go.
That's leaning towards the file right there.
Ralph Garman joins us in studio. Jeffrey Donovan from the TV show Burn Notice, that I'm not convinced is real, by the
way.
You're missing out.
That show is great.
It sounds to me like it's on the Lisa Mae Network with all those other shows.
It does, but I don't know about it.
It's one of the highest rated shows on cable, by the way. So a lot more people than Lisa Mae are watching it.
Don't help us with the fact that you watch it.
Yeah, you're not.
Doesn't help.
Be very quiet about
doesn't help.
That.
Okay, thank you.
Because if Lisa was not into it, I would be going, oh, Ralph, really? Kevin, sounds great. Tell me more.
Right.
Anyway, he'll be joining us in about 10 minutes or so right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, time for our very premier look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
We have a premiere look.
We got a premiere look. Yes. I'm very excited.
That seems better than
I'm going to walk the red carpet here, then, on my way to the Showbiz Beat.
Right.
Oh, Demi Lovato. Or Demi.
Demi
so
Lovato.
So hard between Demi Moore and Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
Are you Demi or are you Demi? It's very hard. But she may have more issues than we originally thought.
More than cutting and bulimia
more
or whatever?
More than cutting and bulimia and anorexia.
Right.
Because now it comes out from Radar Online and Life and Style and other sources that just before she went into rehab, Demi was noticed, well, it couldn't help but notice her. She was at a party in Texas, and she was partying like a rock star.
Right.
According to Brian Payne, is the Texas college student. Who tells Radar Online and other sources? Demi was belligerent, being slutty, and doing coke all over the house.
Dude.
The guy who hosted the party shot multiple videos of this. And what I saw with my eyes, Demi was screaming, F all of you, I'm famous, I don't care what any of you think of me, the whole world loves me.
Oh my God.
Yes.
He shot her in the bathroom as she was finishing a line of coke.
I'm famous, I can do this.
And then, shortly thereafter, she went into rehab. So maybe just more than cutting. Mm-hmm. Well, she may be cutting lines as well as cutting herself is what's going on.
Sure. Maybe it was rehab. Remember we were saying maybe rehab's the wrong word?
Yeah.
Maybe she needs it all.
She needs omnihab.
Yeah.
Where just all kinds of things need some work. But a slutty Demi Lovato doing blow at a college party. I had a dream like that once.
Yeah.
You do like it when they grow up, don't you?
I do. Madonna is adding her name to the long, long list of celebrities that all claim they were bullied in high school.
Oh, no.
Apparently, she talked to Ellen DeGeneres on her daytime talk show, saying she felt isolated and alienated as a child and incredibly lonely as a teenager. She said she suffered through high school.
Oh, good for you. And how was it?
Saying she was treated like a weirdo.
Yeah?
Listen, here's the news bulletin. High school blows for almost everybody.
It does. Who thinks that we're just waltzing through?
Even the best case scenario, the people who seem like they have it all together, feel lonely and isolated and no one understands them and they hate their parents and they have no friends and they have zits and they have issues. And everyone goes through a tough time in high school. Everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody, Madonna. Here's the thing. The revenge is getting out of high school and then making something out of your life. That's how you calm those demons.
And then you
win,
back.
Madonna. You win. Look at your life. You win.
Yeah.
Get over high school because you're a multi-million dollar smash hit recording artist who's got everything.
But I'm guessing she didn't bring it up. I'm guessing this is the popular question to ask. How were you treated in high school?
And then she's supposed to say it gets better.
Well, yeah, it gets better.
But no, what she's supposed to say is, yeah, I had a tough time in high school, but I think everybody did.
Right.
And I'm Madonna, so I win more than most. So I'm not bothered by my high school days because look what I've done with the other 40 years of my life.
She should go back to every high school reunion she has.
Right. Say, hi, remember me? I'm Madonna, one of the biggest stars in the world.
And you are?
I'm sorry, I don't recall your name. Let me take a look at your name badge there. Let me see what that sticker says over your bosom.
Oh, it says not Madonna. That's
no,
who you are.
You're not Madonna. That's funny. Paris Hilton isn't letting a little thing like a cocaine possession charge stop her partying. Apparently, she was in Manhattan last Monday night. And onlookers saw her sucking down tequila shots, dancing on tables, and partying like a wild woman.
Whore!
So all's good with Paris. No more worries about Paris.
Oh, I'm glad.
She's
now,
fine.
Now, she's rich enough that there is no age at which she has to stop this behavior, right?
No.
She can do this at 30, she can do this at 40, she can do this at 80 if she wants,
right? I predict a Donatella Versace future for her.
Ooh.
Right. Where she will be a skinny, saggy, burned out, just two cigarette holes for eyes kind of party girl. Where
you
she
see her when she's 80?
She will just age
just a walking leather bag
and just look hideous, but will never have to stop living the life.
She'll have lost 70 pounds or gained 300, either one. One or the other.
Or both. Yeah. And meanwhile, speaking of drug addiction and recovery, Lindsay Lohan is still in rehab, but she doesn't have to stop working because of that. Apparently, she's got a provocative new cover on the Italian edition of Max magazine. Oh, the Italian edition of Max is so much better than domestic Max.
Maxim?
No, Max.
Just Max.
Max.
Huh.
Apparently, she did the cover, and during the photo shoot inside the magazine, she just let one of the girls pop out during the photo shoot and was just showing
like
it off.
Like she do.
And
she likes to do that, and I'm a fan of it.
Yeah, and she's got no problem with it, and that hit stands in Italy this week. So she's got the profile.
Right. I don't get this with her, though, because she's done lots of arty nudes, yet Playboy's offered her tons of money to do a real nude that she could really get paid for, yet she seems to be giving it away for free all over the world.
Well, not for free. I mean, she's getting paid for those photo shoots.
Yeah, but not the kind, I don't think, the kind of money that Playboy's offered her.
She'll do it.
I would agree.
She'll do
it's
it.
It's just so surprising to see. I mean, she'll do the W thing where she's showing boobs akimbo and probably making a fraction of what she'd make if she just threw it for Playboy.
Boobs akimbo plays with Landon Donovan on the Galaxy, doesn't he?
I think that's true.
Akimbo.
But some of those European fashion mags, they pay huge money for those photo shoots. Yeah, I mean, like retardo money when it comes to, especially the art.
Wait, is it spendable then?
I mean, I don't know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Retardo money?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the exchange rate between the retardo and the dollar?
You need like 25
retardos to make
one.
A dollar?
Right? Yeah.
I should have known to go to Mike for European fashion magazine information.
You should have. Our very own Zoolander.
He really does know.
That's right.
And we were wondering how long Conan O'Brien's rating bonanza would last after his first show. Well, his second show dropped off 33% in ratings, so it is already starting to normalize.
Sure, they expected that as well.
Yeah. overnight rating show, he had 2.8 million viewers for show number two, which is still very, very strong. So,
yeah,
no complaints there, but not the monster numbers he was getting before. Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Stanley Tucci. Maybe one of the best movie actors working.
He really is.
If I know he's in a movie, I know I will enjoy his performance. You see him in Easy A with Emma Stone?
Yes.
He played the dad in that? Just great.
He's always great.
Just great. He's in the new Captain America movie, too. I'm very excited.
He?
Yeah. He is 50 years old today. Actress Demi Moore. Speaking of Demis and Demis, she is 48 years old today. Actress Calista Flockhart celebrates her 46th birthday. Leonardo DiCaprio is 36 years old. David DeLuise. Actor and son of legendary eater Dom DeLuise is 39 years
legendary
old.
Legendary eater.
He was a legendary eater.
What's David famous for? Do I know him on anything?
He was in either 21 Jump Street.
Okay.
Or another show.
Okay. Okay.
It narrows it down.
Because there's a couple acting DeLuises. There's Peter. I think Peter may have been in 21 Jump Street. David may have been in some other cop show, and I can't quite think of it.
I'd like
right
to
now.
Suggest that question should have never been asked. And then once it was asked, it should never have been answered.
I accept
this. I asked because he's in the celebrity birthday list, yet I am unfamiliar with him, and
right.
then I feel bad about myself if I don't know who we're talking about.
I'm claiming you are familiar with him, you just perhaps didn't know he was David DeLuise.
And I don't know anyone we talk about, and I'm fine with it.
That's true. And he never asks. God bless him.
Never
Kevin never says, oh, who was that? What was he in? Because he realizes that it's a dead-end street.
That's my bad. I'm not going to force that on everyone else.
No.
I'm a curious person.
Well, stop it.
Yeah, I know. You try to stay current and...
That's right.
And New York Jets quarterback Mark Sanchez.
Oh, yeah.
Chiquito.
Oh, Buddha.
Very popular here in the Southern California area, of course. He played for the USC Trojans, 24 years old.
Tell us about his extended family, Ralph.
Well,
what they've done for a living.
It goes back to Pablo Sanchez, his great uncle, who came over... Well, came under a fence and...
A coffee farmer.
He was a coffee farmer, yes.
All right.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. We'll talk to actor Chris Pine coming up here in a few minutes about his new movie that's coming out tomorrow called Unstoppable Denzel Washington. Right now, though, got to talk about one of the biggest hits on television. It's on the USA Network.
USA! USA! USA!
And it is called, which means, by the way, it's automatically better than any other show on any other network
that's
because
true.
It is USA. It is called Burn Notice. Star Jeffrey Donovan is on the phone. Listen up. This will tell you what's going on with this show.
My name is Michael Weston. I used to be a spy until...
We got a burn notice on you. You're blacklisted.
When you're burned, you've got nothing. No cash, no credit, no job history. You're stuck in whatever city they decide to dump you
Where
in.
Miami.
You do whatever work comes your way. You rely on anyone who's still talking to you. A trigger-happy ex-girlfriend. An old friend who used to inform on you to the FBI.
You know, spies. Bunch of bitchy little girls.
Yeah, I think that's true. That's how it is. Just a bunch of sissy little girls.
Jeffrey Donovan, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
I'm great, guys. Great, guys. You know, when I lived in L.A., I listened to you every morning. But now I'm out living in Miami. I listen to some... You know, ding dong named Paul and Young Ron.
Yeah. Let's call ourselves Paul and Young Ron.
I like it. I like it. I want to be Young Ron, though. I'll tell you that. Hey, we have so many questions about Burn Notice. You've got a lot of fans here working on the show, but tell me briefly, how different is it living in Miami versus living in Los Angeles?
Well, you know, when I lived in L.A., I only lived in kind of the Hollywood area for a couple of years, and I'm from Northeast Massachusetts near New Hampshire, so I'm from the backwoods, and I wanted to find that kind of environment. So I moved out actually to Topanga, you know, Topanga Canyon.
Oh, sure, yeah. Sure, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, literally coyotes in their yelping, you know, packs would be running around looking for poodles.
But you have to be you have to be a full fledged hippie to live there. You know that, right?
Or Grizzly Adams.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, without the bear.
Good enough.
So I kind of was like living there. So, but now that I'm in Miami, I'll be honest, guys, it's a tropical paradise.
Yeah.
We know. We've been.
Yeah,
it's pretty.
Yeah,
good.
You got a pretty tough life going on being on this show and living there. All right, we have, as I said, many questions. I'll start and then I'll hand it off to the guys. Is there any truth to the premise of the show that at some point a spy, they've run out of use for him and they just kind of dump him somewhere? I mean, that seems kind of a rough way to repay somebody who's taken on that line of work.
Yeah, it's actually based on a real guy. I mean, we have an actual spy consultant. I mean, a real guy. He's an operative that was burned, and it's a real term.
And why do they do that in real life? Is it just you know too much, or you screwed up, or what's the...
Well, you know, that. Well, that's the kind of conceit of the show, is that Michael never knows why he was burned. Right. But the, you know, as government agencies go, you know, when you're no longer needed, it's you don't get a gold watch and
right.
a handshake. You know, you're kicked to the curb. So. But, you know, I think it's just a self-protection thing. Is if we don't need you anymore, then we dissolve any knowledge of you actually working
now,
for us.
This is season four or five? Four.
Yeah, season four.
Okay. Not a very good spy. You're not a very good spy if you can't figure out by season four why you got a burn notice.
Well, he's busy. He's got other jobs right. that
I know.
He's
stuff
doing,
going
too.
On. Just saying. It's
hey,
better.
Hey, I'm busy saving the world.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
You know, Jeffrey, one of the real attraction points for me of the show is in a time where we live, where a lot of TV shows and movies are desperately trying to be gritty and realistic, Burn Notice has a certain charm and a certain style to it that you don't see on television a lot anymore. Was that an attraction to you with the project?
Yeah, the humor. I mean, mm-hmm. from the get-go, the first page I read was a voiceover, and it said, you know what it's like to be a spy? It's like sitting in a dentist chair and waiting for someone to kill you. You know, and that hooked me, and I said, oh, what a great show. I actually get to talk to the audience as if, like, I'm a little spy teacher, like I'm a James Bond University.
Right.
And, you know, you can't do that. You can't do that without a little smile on your face.
Sure.
You'll sound like an idiot. So I knew that there was going to be humor, and that's what I try to bring. And that, you know, obviously Bruce Campbell brings every week as well.
He's great.
I was just telling
and
the guys,
Sharon
Bruce
Glass.
Campbell's one of my favorite things about that show. He's so funny.
Yeah, he really is. And I love the relationship that you have with Sharon Glass with your mom, because no matter how deep into it you are, it's like, hi, Mom.
Yeah. I think that's realistic with anybody. I mean, you know, spies have moms, too, that mm-hmm. are...
Oh, you're in trouble again. How many times have I told you? Let's talk about Gabrielle Anwar. Am I saying her name right?
Yes.
Yeah, Gabrielle Anwar.
Anwar. She's way tougher than you. I mean, on the show.
Yeah.
Am I right? Well, she can kick your ass any time of the day.
No, I think if Michael and Fiona went at it, Michael would win. But
I think you're wrong.
But then Fiona would actually blow him up later in his car.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. There would be payback.
This is the voice of actor Jeffrey Donovan on the phone with us here on the Kevin DeBean Show. We're talking about Burn Notice, which returns for its fourth season, by the way, tonight at 10 o'clock. I'm sorry, I don't remember, guys. What network was he on? I can't...
USA!
That's how you can tell we've been doing this show a long time.
Speaking of which, this debuted on the USA Network, right, Jeffrey?
Yeah, it stayed here. Yeah. It started 4 years ago on USA.
We always ask actors and actresses at the beginning of their career when they start a project if they see it going, you know, however many seasons it ends up going. But, you know, you start a show on USA, I guess it's a big cable network. But
it was early on in the time when these networks were really starting to build audiences.
What were your expectations for starting a show on the USA Network?
Well, any job you do on TV, and, you know, you've had many great television actors have had great successes, they'll tell you, it's a good and bad thing when you get it, because the good is you get a job, the bad is that you sign a 7-year contract and you're locked in.
Good times.
So when you read that script and you agree to take the job, before you do, you really need to say, will I be happy 6, 7, maybe even 8 years? I mean, Tony Shalhoub did Monk for 8 years.
Yeah. And that was episode that they just repeated every week.
Yeah. Hey. And I asked him, I ran into him, you know, and he was doing his 6th season, and I ran into him, I was on my 2nd or 3rd, and I said, how do you do it? I mean, it looks like our show is going to keep going. And he said, stop worrying so much about everything and let everyone else worry about it. You just do your job. And so... You know, it's a little bit of self-preservation. So, but the show's so fun to do, and the cast is so great, and there's a lot of action and humor and a little bit of drama. It's just a nice mix to keep me interested.
And when we see the action pick up again tonight for the season premiere, you're all bandaged up. You got shot at the end of the last season, and now we see how you recover from that and who you're going after for revenge.
Yeah, we find out that there is a actual book code that's hidden in a Bible with a cipher or a key to it that unlocks about a couple hundred bad individuals around the world that actually run the world with their money and their power. Michael has that list, and that's why he was shot. But now the list is out of his hands, and he has to find it.
Good times. Burn Notice returns tonight at 10 on USA.
And it's real, by the way. This is not fiction. This is all real.
I'm surprised they let it on the air with all the secrets it's given out. I'm glad we finally had you on, Jeffrey Donovan. We've been talking about your show for a long time. It's nice to kind of unofficially meet you on the phone. Thank you for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thanks, guys. I always appreciate it.
Great show tonight, 10 p.m. USA.
Kevin, you going to go home and take a shower and change before your boyfriend comes in an hour or so?
He's not my boyfriend. I love soccer.
He's not your boyfriend.
Landon Donovan, the best U.S. player
ever.
Corner kick.
Ooh.
Oh, you guys don't know.
Alex has barely gotten his name out in the meeting, and Kevin's like, yes, oh, my God, please.
Can we keep him on for three breaks? Can we keep him for three?
There's penalty kick. Western Conference Finals on Sunday.
Penalty kick. Ooh.
Can he co-host the whole week? Can he replace everyone else on the show but me? Landon Donovan joins us later on the Kevin Show.
You say that about every guest.
Also, actor Eric Balfour, who's not much of a soccer player, but all of that is coming up here on the Kevin Beach Show. First, Rob's got the showbiz beat on a Thursday. What's happening?
Before I get to showbiz news, I'd like to give away some passes. We were talking to Chris Pine earlier this morning about his film Unstoppable.
Bell.
He is a dreamy guy. I'm no Bo, but he
bells
is, to guys, he is
but
way hot.
If we,
he's
if we
a
did,
beautiful dude.
If we did, he'd get it. But we don't
he's
have a
beautiful dude.
Yes.
Right?
Take it easy.
He's a good-looking young fella.
Got it. All right.
That's all I'm saying.
Got it.
Him and Denzel, something for everybody. You got your chocolate and vanilla right there in the same dish, you know
Wait,
that?
Would you say white meat, dark meat, all will be carbs?
That's what I would say if I was bad. Yeah. It is Unstoppable. If you'd like to see the very special advanced Kevin and Bean screening of Unstoppable before it's in theaters everywhere, that would be tomorrow, right? The 12th?
Yes.
Yes. It's in theaters everywhere tomorrow, but you get to see it first if you'd like. Kevin and Bean advanced screening, 1-800-520-1067. Let's give it to the first two callers who get through. We'll get a pair of passes for the screening to see Unstoppable.
Well, I hope it's tonight then.
White actor, black actor, all will be on the screen. Unstoppable.
Time to stop trains.
All right, guess what time it is? Put your money down, folks.
Celebrities, they love to party. How f***ed up can they get? Who's putting down the needle or drying mouth? It's time for Rehab Roulette.
All right, all your bets are down, please. No more bets, no more bets. Where it lands, nobody knows. Oh, our winner is Eddie Munster. Yes. Eddie Munster from the legendary TV series The Munsters. Butch Patrick. Actor Butch Patrick has entered into a New Jersey rehab facility to seek treatment for what he claims is a 40-year addiction to cocaine, weed, and alcohol.
How did he afford that?
Why so soon? Why so soon, Butch Patrick?
But if you can make it 40 years.
You got it going on. You have figured it out. You have somehow managed.
Maybe he's out of money. You're right. Maybe he's just, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Patrick's rep, which I am stunned to find out he still has a representative in Hollywood, by the way.
Yeah.
Says he's checked himself into the rehab clinic on Wednesday to get a grip on his addiction and educate himself. He's going to get schooled. Apparently, we're told Patrick's family has been pushing for the actor to seek professional help for roughly 30 years.
Oh, man. How do you not just write him off at some point?
I know. What did Grandpa and Herman and Lily show up at his doorstep finally?
That's not his family.
Eddie, you need to get into rehab. Darn.
He's one of those child actors who grew up to be just a giant a-hole, too, right, Ralph?
I don't know much about Butch Patrick. I don't know what he's like, but I know.
Then let's go with yes.
But I wish I had known him because apparently he was always holding.
Yeah.
If I had ever needed a bump, I should have just called Eddie Munster. Next thing you know, me and Wolfie are hanging out partying. Wolfie was his stuffed werewolf that he used to carry around.
Yeah.
Wolfie was his name.
A little too deep on that one.
Very original.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about babies, shall we? Pink is pregnant. A source is telling Us Weekly magazine that Pink is 12 weeks along with the baby. She and her husband, Carrie Hart, are very excited, according to the story. She wanted to do it in between tours, the friend says. Now she has some time off, and they're looking forward to having the baby.
Okay, explain the pink.
Of course, that relationship has been on again, off again. But apparently, since their most recent reconciliation, the relationship is very solid, and they're looking forward to being parents together. So,
I like both of them very much.
I do, too.
I wish them well.
Also having a baby. We talked about her recently. She just had a birthday, and she's one of the stars of Boardwalk Empire, Gretchen Mol.
Oh, yeah.
Is pregnant with her second child.
That's unfortunate.
She tells people, don't worry, it's not going to interfere with her nude scenes on Boardwalk Empire.
Wait, shouldn't it?
Well,
oh, you mean timing-wise.
Timing-wise, okay. Yeah. She said, I'm enjoying this time. We're not shooting now, so I'm having the baby. And when we start shooting again, I'll be back in shape, which is great. So she's got that going for her. This will be her second child. She already has a son named Ptolemy.
Ptolemy.
Ptolemy. Spelled P-T-O-L-E-M-Y.
F her so much.
The P is silent. Ptolemy. Who, of course, was a famous Greek, Roman, Egyptian astronomer and mathematician.
That poor kid.
He was a genius.
Of course.
And so Ptolemy, I guess, is a hope for the future.
Well, the good thing is that there's no bullying in school. So
no. So
that's safe.
Ptolemy with a P will never be...
Right. No problem.
Picked on with a P.
Good thinking.
The 2011 Grammy Awards will be announced on CBS during a live televised concert on December the 1st. The nominations will be announced during a special concert show. They did this last year, apparently with huge results.
Mm-hmm.
Katy Perry and Justin Bieber apparently are going to perform live for the Grammy Nominations Concert Live, as it's being called. That's a bad name.
Yeah.
The Grammy Nominations Concert Live. Countdown to music's biggest night.
Sounds like I came up with it.
It'll be hosted by LL Cool J.
I think he did it last year, too. Hey, Kevin, have you gotten your call yet to do some booth announcing for the Grammy announcements?
Oh, the best.
I don't dumb.
You were so good, they got to bring you back.
They're not burning up my phone line.
How could they not ask you to come back when you gave us such magic as...
Coming up, Mary J. Blige in a once-of-a-lifetime performance. To vote for Africa Miranda, send the number 1. To vote for Brenda Radney, send the number 1.
Everybody's 1.
Send the number 2. Coming up, Mary J. Blige in a once... All right.
God.
Mary J. Blige in a once-in-a-lifetime performance. Sorry, people. I think it's... Yeah, I also think I screwed up the word 1.
Yeah.
All right, so that...
Well, 1's a tough word.
They're not.
Look, even I stumble over 1 occasionally. That's a rough one to get out.
I think this may be my favorite.
That's like Ptolemy. That's hard.
I haven't had to block...
It's like entrepreneur.
I haven't had to block their line, their number.
1. 1. 1. No, let me get another take. 1. No, let me another take. 1.
I'm not happy with that. No, but the difference between you and me is another take is different levels of perfection. I can't say the word.
I stumbled over the word 1.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Come on, I just gotten back from Miami. We had drank.
You always
drunk.
Have an
what
excuse.
You say, 5
you
days?
You always have some excuse.
It's always drinking.
Usually is. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm
me
at the
and
strip
Eddie
club.
Munster.
It's hard. You and Eddie Munster should get together.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Stanley Tucci. Very talented actress, 50 years old today. Actress Demi Moore celebrates her 48th birthday.
By the way, I know she's had a lot of help. She's paid for it. But man, for 48, does she look fantastic.
I agree.
Yeah. If you spent a quarter of $1 million in plastic surgery, you'd look pretty good too, I bet.
I don't think so.
But sometimes you end up looking weird.
That's true.
You just never know.
Calista Flockhart's 46 years old today. David DeLuise. Remember we were talking about where David DeLuise made his name before? And Bean said, I'm not familiar with him.
Right.
Well, it turns out Bean is familiar with him.
Okay.
Oh, tell me.
Because he is one of the stars of Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh, is he on that?
Who is he? He's the dad on that show.
No kidding.
You remember last hour when I was yelling at you for even bringing that up?
Now I'm just, we've solved the mystery.
I know 100% who he is. Yeah,
see, there we go.
Okay. Legit.
Leonardo DiCaprio is 36 years old today, and
legit.
Jets quarterback Mark Sanchez.
Oh my God!
Celebrates his 24th birthday.
Did
you ever notice since the Cowboys circled the drain, all of a sudden Psycho Mike's all about the Jets?
Sure.
Jets.
Anyone else?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm Ralph.
Silly Mexicans.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
World famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. We have your Disneyland Resort Deluxe Annual Passes.
We've that would be all right.
Dave, the King of Mexico, is trying to get his hands on him. He goes like every other day to Disneyland. So we've got those for you. Keep listening. Caller 20 when we tell you to call. We'll win from the world famous K-Rock. Stop laughing. It's 7:07.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, parental discretion is advised.
Well, I mean, not really graphic in that we're not going to be talking about anything sexual, but there is a topic called inappropriate boners that we've been meaning to get to in a while.
Inappropriate boners!
And what this means, you can go to kevinandbean.com, by the way, and see a hilarious photo gallery of inappropriate boners.
All right! That's what I want.
I don't ever want that on my browser in case I die and the police come in to investigate. I don't want them to see me looking through the inappropriate boners on the internet. But sometimes, here's the way I phrase it in the post, sometimes, ladies, as attractive as you are, this one's not for you. It doesn't have anything to do with you. It's not a, it's not a, it's not sexy time. It's just, it happens. It's a natural thing. Sometimes it happens, and sometimes it happens completely inappropriate times. And that's
inappropriate
what it's called.
Boaters!
Inappropriate boaters, right.
Sorry, bad time.
Psycho Mike, apparently you are the king of the IB. What's the problem with you where you just can't stop sprouting wood wherever you go, even if it's not warranted?
Well, it's like Bean always talks about stuff that no one wants to hear because right. he doesn't feel like he can get enough of it out.
Right.
Because I can't express myself in the bedroom, I'm constantly pent up with boner material.
Okay.
And I could be anywhere, and I'm just getting these inappropriate
boners. Can
you be on
an elevator with only a dude? Or is it usually like...
I'll be like in a locker room preparing to do jujitsu with only dudes, and I'll be like, out of the blue, I'll be like, oh man. And I'll have to go stand in the corner.
Yeah, that's just, listen, you might as well just give into that.
No, but it's not even one of those things that's like,
no,
I see something. I was at an AA speaker meeting.
I'm sorry?
I was at an AA meeting, a speaker meeting, meaning that a lot of people, someone in particular will get up and tell their story, this kind of, you know.
Right.
And this lady was talking about how her life had been damn near ruined. Okay, just horrible.
Was she hot?
No.
Oh.
And I'm sitting right next to her, and I'm like, oh my God. Okay? So then when you finish speaking.
What were you wearing?
Just,
I hope sweatpants.
No, just jeans or something.
Yeah, no
and,
one would be able to tell
when
you, that.
And when women like that, or anybody in general, finish speaking, you know, get up and then you go to give them like a hug, you know, because
right.
I'm the secretary of the meeting. And I've got this huge raging boner, and I'm like, what am I going to do?
Because...
And she's talking about like crippled people from car accidents she's been
she's
in.
She's talking
and stuff.
Gross stuff, oh. And she's not
Lisa,
hot.
No. Lisa, here's what you don't understand.
Inappropriate boner.
Well, no, I
inappropriate
get...
boners.
Here's what you don't understand.
I get that it's in a time that it's not convenient for anybody or embarrassing.
It can be completely
but
unrelated.
But isn't there something that has to spark it?
No.
You're thinking of inconvenient boner.
Yeah,
that's,
I guess so.
Seventh grade dance and it's right. slow dancing with the lady. And it's very inconvenient because you're like, I got to press up against the girl.
So what
but,
we're talking about
but,
is a morgue tour.
Well,
yes,
and
that's
then
right.
it happens.
Hopefully
yes.
not, but yeah, I mean,
and, but
it doesn't
does,
make
that,
sense.
There's stuff like that. And they do those scientific studies every year. Women think about sex 11 times a day. Men think about it every 15 seconds.
Right,
and it's
right.
just part of it. Sometimes subconsciously you just get boners. Like you have no idea where it comes from.
Oh,
and
God.
Sometimes it's at the worst possible time.
So we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067 because women have no idea what this is like.
No, that's true.
But
now,
we have our own hells, but
sure.
we don't know about this one.
Yeah.
I wonder, too, and maybe we can even ask Dr. Drew when we have him on in a half an hour or so, if there's something going on physically. For instance, the example that you gave about standing up in a room in front of a lot of people. I mean, that's a common inappropriate boner. In fact, you'll see some of that in the gallery at kevinamine.com. People who are – that's the worst possible time because they're looking at you. You're standing in the front of a room, a gathering, giving a speech or something like that. So the worst time to have one. But I wonder if what's going on physically is it has something to do with nerves or adrenaline or something like that. And that's what's creating the blood flow.
Well, I do know that when you're doing any type of exercise, that is part of the reason.
Right.
Like, I mean, a lot of times guys, they might be calling in saying, well, I'd be at the gym and I have sweatpants on. And next thing I know, I go to get off the bike. And what am I going to do?
Right.
It's something to do with the exercise and, like, you know, the hormonal changes
you
and
stay
just
on the
adrenaline.
Bike forever.
Yeah, you just got to stay there.
Or until everyone's
extra
gone.
Long cardio session because you have inappropriate boner.
Yeah, I'll turn off the lights. Go ahead and go home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad news.
That's not good.
Gym's a particularly bad one because you're usually wearing, like, soft, you know, pants
right.
and stuff.
And you're attracted to men.
Well, yeah.
So you got that. And it's mostly men there.
Yeah.
But that's an understandable erection, though. I think we're talking
right.
about where, like you're at grandma's funeral. I mean, that's where you just, there's no reason for it whatsoever.
Tell me we have a grandma's funeral call.
I've never had grandma's funeral, but certainly at old folks' home, visiting the grandmas, I've
really?
Had oh, yeah.
And then did you knock it out with one of the other grandmas?
No, but I did have private time in the convalescent home bathroom.
Oh, please don't say
some
that.
Poor old person's dying to get in there, and you're
yeah.
like, just a minute.
Yeah.
You've
all
been
right.
in there forever.
So here's what we're
it's
looking for. I thought John McCain was back in the news. Here's what we're looking for. We're looking for your stories of the most inconvenient place you ever sported wood. Where
inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
Yes.
It was obvious. There wasn't perhaps something you could do to hide it, and it was embarrassing, and you're scarred for life. We want you to relive that memory for our enjoyment at 1-800-520-1067. Or we'd like to hear from the ladies who have witnessed the inappropriate boners, and it's wigged them out, and they're like, what the hell's going on here?
inappropriate.
Booters.
That's work.
So let's grab Carlos real quick if we can. If we can put that one on hold before we go to the break. 1-800-520-1067. Those are the stories that we are looking for. If you can help us out with inappropriate boners. They won't give us Carlos, but.
No, they're talking to him in the other room. Yeah. And then what?
Chip is like, tell me more.
And then what happened?
Do you have photos?
Then what happened next?
Are there details?
Hey, Carlos.
Hello.
Hello.
We're talking about, if I remember correctly, it's
inappropriate
boners.
Yeah, so whenever, or not whenever, but sometimes it's happened to me when a plane has landed, and about when, you know, we pull up to the gate and stuff, I'll all of a sudden get an inappropriate boner, and I'll have to, like...
Inappropriate boners!
Now, is that because you've had your eye on a cute girl in the plane?
No, I'll be, like, working on my laptop or something and, you know, ready to get off and go to see a client or something, like, just totally inappropriate.
Huh. And so what do you do? Because that's the – and by the way, that's one of the most common jokes you ever see on a sitcom is the guy who won't get off the couch. He just sits there with a pillow in his lap because he won't get up to, you know, shake hands with somebody who comes in.
Sure.
What do you do to stay on the plane as long as possible, hoping – just thinking of the worst thing you can think of to try to get it to go away?
No, I'll just do the awkward, like, hold the laptop in front of my crotch and just kind of, like, fly out.
So a laptop would do it for you. I see.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What, you need a Cadillac, Kevin?
I'm just saying. A laptop doesn't begin to cover.
All right, Carlos. I've heard an iPod covers you is what I've heard.
There you.
Thank you very much for the call. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, your calls on inappropriate boners.
Inappropriate boners.
A lie is a lie.
I agree.
Just because they write it down and call it history doesn't make it the truth. We live in a world where seeing is not believing.
Somebody.
Where only a few know what
Hold
really
on. Let
happened.
Me shoot somebody. What?
Are you playing Call of Duty during the show?
Are we on?
We're doing it. We're back on the air. We're talking about inappropriate boners.
You were going to leave that in the box until you actually had time.
That is what she said.
No. Put the Call of Duty away. Put the joystick away and concentrate on this joystick. We're talking about inappropriate boners here.
Inappropriate boners.
Your erection is showing.
Right. And we're talking, again, we're not talking about sexy time. We're not talking about there's any reason for, hey, I was watching Modern Family and Sophia Vergara was on my screen.
No, that disqualifies you from these stories.
Right, exactly.
But it makes
sense. We're talking about there's no reason for it. It just happened. It's unfortunate. It was embarrassing. You wish it hadn't. What happened after that? We want to hear from girls who have seen it, guys who have done it. 1-800-520-1067. Let's talk to Michael, by the way, who is an EMT who puts himself in lots of very, very unsexy situations. Michael, sure. Thank you for calling. What happened, dude?
Well, I was transporting a patient, and I can't really remember what the call was. It was about midnight, and I'm working on the patient in the back of the rig.
But I have a question. Was the patient a hot chick?
No.
Okay, then
a pretty old guy.
Then this counts. Okay, go ahead.
Old guy, okay.
Yeah, not too fun. Huh? Yeah, and we're transporting him, and I realize that I look downstairs, and I'm like R. Kelly at recess over here.
Yeah.
And I can't do anything about it. And we pull up to the hospital, and my partner unloads him, and I have no choice but to walk into the hospital with...
All right.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Now, did you get unmercifully teased by your coworkers about that, or did they not notice?
Thankfully, it was just my partner, and I'm sure he might have said something. I really didn't hear much about it back at the station, but I knew about it.
Did you stand up and tell the old guy, "Bet you can't do this"?
No, that's awesome.
I went ahead and drugged him up so he wouldn't really remember.
Oh,
anything.
Good.
I like it.
Good idea. Call. Thank you for the call.
The
By
funny
the way,
thing to me about boners is, aren't they like to you guys? Aren't they like laughter when you tell yourself you cannot at this point, absolutely cannot laugh. Do not
yes.
laugh,
of course.
Please, for the love of God, right
Whatever
now, I cannot
do.
Laugh.
Right.
That's when you get them.
Yeah.
Right. The same way.
Yeah. All right, let's...
I'm just joking
okay?
here.
All right.
I like R. Kelly at recess, by the way. I think that's a great euphemism. Let's try Tony real quick, line 4. He's in a manly situation with lots of manly men when his boner arrived. Tony, welcome to the program. What happened?
Kevin and Bean, Newsmate, good morning.
Good morning.
So in 2000, I figured I'd keep with the theme of Veterans Day today. In
All right.
2000, I graduated Navy boot camp, and, you know, it was during the summertime. I'm in my dress whites, very sheer white, you know, pants and stuff. And standing at attention, you know, the flag staff officers come by and, you know, inspect you, basically. And they basically inspected my, you know, inappropriate boner.
So they inspect, like, your belt and your shoes to make sure they're all perfect, and you've working?
Well, no, they have a lot of guys to walk by, but you know they definitely walk by and saw full fire helmet. I mean,
wow!
But this is what a great American you are, by the way, and especially on Veterans Day. Thank you for your service. You were the only guy out there standing at attention twice.
That's
I mean,
true.
Come on,
double attention.
USA,
USA. If you were in the Marines, they would have shot you.
All right. Exactly.
No, I'm just kidding. Exactly. All right, thank you for calling.
Right. Let's try Chris on line 5 on the Kevin and Bean Show. I'm sorry, Kevin. What's the name of this feature? I don't remember. What are we calling this?
Inappropriate Boaters.
Oh, that's right.
Inappropriate Boaters. Chris, hi.
Hey, how's it going? I'm a tow truck driver. I work for a tow truck company.
Yep.
And I was giving this lady a ride home. She was like 80 years old. And I was taking her...
Yeah.
I was taking her to drop the car off.
Yeah,
and
is that code?
You know...
No. All right. Go ahead.
And she starts. I start talking to her, and then I start thinking dirty thoughts in my head. And all of a sudden, in my pants are rising.
Now wait! You were thinking dirty thoughts
about her?
Not about her, I hope.
No.
Okay,
no,
about
no,
other
no,
people.
No.
Okay, good.
About what happened the night before, and and then I back her car up, and then I'm like, okay, because I got to help her out because she's old and the tow truck sits high. And I said, okay, give me a minute, and I'll be there. So I started to back out of the tow truck backwards.
I like it. Give me a minute.
Think baseball.
Yeah, think about baseball.
By the way, you technically brought that one on yourself, though, by thinking sexy things. You know, you kind of invited the boner. Everyone else we've talked to, that was the last thing on their mind when it happened.
I saw boner invitation last night at the Troop. They're good.
Thank you for the call. Let's try Dan, line 3. Let's talk about being on stage in front of a room full of people. Dan, what happened, my man?
Hey, good morning, guys. Morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Basically, I'm an actor, and I was in the play Grease, and I played Eugene the Nerd.
I
had maybe like 3 paragraphs worth of monologue to deliver for like the whole cha-cha scene. And right before I go on, 3 of the hottest girls in the kennel.
Okay, listen. Listen. First of all, his story doesn't qualify because 3 hot chicks came over and started working him before he went on stage so that would happen.
Yeah. That's a completely appropriate boner. You need to call back next week when we do that topic.
but the girls did the right thing, by the way. Let's go to KC. Hi, KC.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Dean. Hi, Lisa May.
Hello.
So you're on Glee. And what's happening?
All right. So this is our huge spring concert, and this is back in 7th grade, and I was in choir, and I'm singing a song with a totally ugly girl, sorry if you're listening, and I was singing Anything You Could Do, I Could Do Better, and right in the middle of it, boom, an inappropriate boner.
Excellent. Now,
Man. Do you just keep singing?
No, I'm not singing anymore. But
She's saying it at that moment. She doesn't mean, are you still singing today?
Oh.
Did you just power through it?
Oh, I powered through it, and I got off, and I undressed and got back.
No, we don't want to hear about getting off. Right. Come on.
All right, listen. Okay, thank you for the call.
Inappropriate Boaters!
Landon Donovan is going to be joining us in our studio in about 20 minutes or so to talk about the MLS playoffs, of which the Galaxy are participating again this year. By the way, not to the great advantage of my Seattle Sounders, by the way, I would like to point out.
Ha!
I'd like to say how delighted you were to see that outcome a few days ago.
Played them twice, beat them twice.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it was ugly. It was painful. Anyway, Landon will be joining us in a few minutes. Actor Eric Balfour will be here from the movie Skyline. That's all coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, Thursday means our old friend Dr. Drew Pinsky, who, by the way, how does this man continue to practice medicine and
real
do a
doctor.
Radio show
He's
and everything else that he does when every time I turn around, I see him with another one of his pregnant girlfriends? I mean, how many
That's
women
not...
have you knocked up? This is ridiculous, doctor.
Dare you.
I'm just saying, you're always hanging out with some pregnant teenager. It can't just be a coincidence that they all get pregnant around you.
They bring them to me. That's the thing. That show has really been something. I got to tell you something. I've gotten to know these girls pretty well, and it's been very moving to be a part of their lives. And, you know, the National Campaign to End Teen Pregnancy, I think I mentioned this to you guys, have done some studies to see the impact of this show, and it's been very impactful in terms of raising awareness about the reality of pregnancy, discouraging people from early sexual contact, encouraging contraceptive use. So far, so good.
I would imagine you're absolutely right, and the study would back up what I would imagine to be true, which is getting a chance to know these girls, seeing them on MTV is going to have a lot more of an impact on somebody rather than just having an old person as their teacher stand up in front of a classroom and tell them the same stuff.
You know what? Listen, Bean, that has been I've known that for three decades, and that's been the basic model we've used on Loveline, which is that people are going to, you know, listen to the stories of their peers and get moved and affected by those much more than me or Psycho Mike telling them what to do.
Right,
right, right.
Especially Psycho Mike telling them what to do.
By the way, I understand you that last segment you did where you were talking about guys and their inappropriate
yes.
comments. You know, Mike, has he ever told you it's not just the inappropriate circumstances where he would do this, but he was so busy pleasuring himself at home, and it was so frequent that his mother would walk in so often that he ended up finally just getting mad at her.
Mad at her?
Mike, come on, back me
he
up.
Would yell at her.
Yes.
You would yell at her?
Yeah.
It's her fault.
And then, like, get your lock! She's such a stupid mother!
Well, did you have a lock?
No. But also, it's like...
You have a bathroom?
Yeah, that's where I was.
What?
She'd be bringing in clean towels or something, and I'm there trying to enjoy myself. Stupid mom.
And by the way, remember, this is like, you know, throughout the day, so she's bound to walk into him with this.
Right, let me just ask this question. I mean, it had to be 2, 3, 4 times.
40.
40. At that point, I think Mike wants it. And that's a whole other conversation, yes. Dr. Drew.
How is poor mom going to avoid that? She's never going to see her son.
That's
otherwise.
A good point.
And look, eventually she's got to use the bathroom, too, if it's always being taken up by with Psycho Mike. Yeah. Hey, Drew, I was on vacation last week, so I apologize if you guys touched on this briefly. But we haven't discussed much on our show throughout the years, this phenomena of cutting, which I guess is mostly a teenage thing. It's back in the news right now because of Disney star Demi Lovato. How commonly do you run across into your practice, and what's going on with it?
Well, I run into it all the time. We actually sort of quip about it being a trifecta in our addicted population, which is drugs, eating disorder, and cutting. It's a real common combination.
Really? So they all kind of go together a lot?
Well, at least in the addiction world, the cutting can certainly exist as an outside phenomenon. It's basically, people have sort of, you look at it and shake your head and go, well, what could that be? It's basically what we call a primitive bid for affect regulation. That's to say, kids or some people have been traumatized or whatever their developmental issues are, and they can't regulate their emotions. They feel out of control all the time. They feel too intense, these feelings, and too negative. And they're trying to sort of get out of them, and they're taking, it's like banging your head against the wall, some desperate measure to feel better.
Right.
And some of them, a lot of them do what we call dissociation, which they sort of feel like they're in a kind of a disconnected state. And the cutting sometimes feels good to them because it brings them out of that, and sometimes it puts them into that. So it's either a way of sort of bringing them back into their body or a way of disconnecting them from their body, and it's sort of different kinds of cutting.
All right, so I'm unclear. Should we cut or not?
You should cut.
I should cut, okay. Everybody else is a no.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Now, this isn't something that somebody just makes up on their own. I mean, they kind of do it because it's out there and they've heard or seen other people doing it?
I think it's certainly, when kids are dysregulated like this, they look to their culture for solutions to feel better. And what kind of things do our culture offer? Well, you know, extreme sports and money and sex and cutting and drugs. And so they look around, you know, they see something and say, geez, I wonder if I feel better if I did that. And they try it, and they do, and they keep doing it. But I must tell you, I mean, you know, I've been working in a psychiatric hospital for almost 30 years, and the cutters have been there forever. And before anybody ever heard of it, I mean, I remember the first time I saw it, I was thinking, I've never heard of this. And it came in all kinds of flavors where people would either sort of, I thought, you know, people, when I first heard of cutting, I thought, well, they're trying to kill themselves. But no, they're not.
And not at all. That has nothing to do with it, right?
Right. And some chronic cutters will, like, make designs on their legs and things and do kind of really, really wild stuff.
How can Dr. Drew have been working as a doctor for 30 years and still look as damn good as he does? That's the question that I have
for you
guys.
Pack with the devil?
Is that what it is?
Pack with the devil.
Well, Kevin, I have the same, yeah, same representation for the devil.
All right, one more question on this, doctor, and that is, in the instances where you've run into cutting where it's not because they're also addicted to some drugs or something like that, how do you get them to stop? What do you do?
It really depends on the case. In my world, you said, I obviously want me to talk about the non-addicted world, which, right. By the way, poor Demi Lovato, we really don't know what's going on with her.
Well,
you know?
There was another story last night, and we have no way of knowing if this is true or not. But it was a story about her out, you know, partying, doing coke in front of everybody, yelling that she's a celebrity.
But remind you, that doesn't necessarily mean she's an addict. I mean, some people that cut sometimes recklessly abuse drugs, too. And then there's the story of her going, quote, to rehab, which is a completely meaningless statement. I mean, you know, you don't go to, quote, rehab for cutting. You know, you go to a psychiatric hospital. And rehab is just a term that people have come accustomed to, but it sounds more like she went to a psych hospital, but we don't know.
But so it might have been, if she had a coke problem,
she would go to rehab.
She would go to rehab.
Right. She might, but if she were cutting and suicidal or whatever, or dysregulated, she might go to a psych hospital before she went to rehab.
Is this the same kind of thing as I've heard people who, like, pull out their hair or bite their tongue or cause pain in someone?
It's actually different. Trichotillomania, which is the hair-pulling thing, is more of an obsessive-compulsive disorder, and that's a different thing, believe it or not. Isn't that, aren't people funny? Yeah, yeah.
That's weird.
People are weird, yes.
Are there any days...
All these years,
I use a cheese grater on my knee. Is that normal?
Aren't there any days, Dr. Drew, where you wish you could wake up and drive to an office where you worked with people who really didn't have any of these problems?
No. This is what makes life so interesting and rich. Come on. I go driving every night. Look forward to working with Psycho Mike.
No, you don't.
Okay, well, then you need some sort of a support group on your own.
Other matters.
All right.
Recognizes this.
You can check out drdrew.com to find out when all of his various shows air, including the return of Celebrity Rehab, which we're very excited about as it gets closer, December 1st on VH1. And, of course, check out him with Psycho Mike 5 nights a week on the nationally syndicated Loveline program. Dr. Drew, thanks for talking to us, man. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 7:53.
And now, a moment with Lisa May.
We find her if they offer up the first name.
What's the first name?
You know what I'm saying.
This first name.
That was a moment with Lisa May.
Oh. All right. I'm pretty proud.
I think
I got you all beat.
I think Lisa got the you know what I'm saying for me, and it doesn't work.
No, it never does.
Is going to be in contention for the moment with of 2010, which, by the way, we're going to have to start voting on here very soon. We're getting close to that. All right. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Actually, Lisa, I'm glad we got a chance to talk to you because Kevin's going to ask you to leave. He doesn't want any ladies in the room when Mr. Donovan arrives in about 10 minutes to join us for the interview.
Distract him from their lives together.
What do you guys hate?
Oh, put it deep in the goal.
No girls allowed when Kevin's boy toy comes to play.
I love soccer. The Galaxy are in the Western Conference Final Sunday at 6.
Bend it like Landon.
Anyway, Mr. Donovan will be joining us in moments here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Guys,
I get to showbiz news, I do want to give away some more passes. The advanced screening of Unstoppable, starring Denzel Washington.
Does the train stop? Have you done some research on that?
I don't want to know. I don't want to spoil it for myself.
All right.
Special Kevin and Bean event screening. You can go if you're one of the first callers through right now. Actually, if you're the first caller through right now, 1-800-520-1067. That's the number. It's in theaters, of course, everywhere. Friday the 12th, but you can see it before anybody else.
Friday the 12th is tomorrow.
What?
Yep.
Also, getting a lot of emails, people asking where the podcast I do with Kevin Smith, Hollywood Babylon, is this week. We took the weekend off because I was in Vegas getting drunk. So we didn't have time to put one together, but we're doing another one this weekend. So if you want to come see it live, it's Saturday, 7:30 at the Smod Castle, Kevin Smith Theater there on Santa Monica Boulevard. You can go to smodcastle.com for all the details and to buy tickets and whatnot. And I think Mr. Smith's going to stop by the show tomorrow.
Fantastic.
To talk about his wildly successful Smod Castle, but also his new movie Red State, which has just finished filming. And
as an employee of this station, he has not been here enough lately.
I don't think
they're going to stop paying him soon.
I don't think he's actually an employee.
He doesn't show
up.
He shows up every once in a while,
quite a bit, but he's not actually an employee. Oh. Interesting thing about Red State, by the way, when Kevin was filming it, he was also editing it at the same time.
That's what you told me. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, when did he sleep?
Not ever. Literally 2 or 3 hours a day, and he was sleeping.
Oh, my gosh.
But the interesting thing was, at the wrap party, which is famously the event at the end of shooting where you get together with a couple cocktails and food and stuff.
Throw down a beat.
Everyone says their goodbyes. We watched the movie at the wrap party.
You did?
He had it finished.
It is, we think, the first time that's ever happened, where a cast and crew was able to watch the film they just made at the wrap party.
Unbelievable.
He was editing in real time. He would shoot and then edit, shoot and edit, shoot and edit. So he had it actually done by the wrap party. Which we believe is a first in movie
history. That movie's going to suck.
No, it's not.
I mean,
it's not.
What was his rush? Save it for tomorrow. We've got Kevin coming in tomorrow. We'll talk about it tomorrow. crazy.
Interesting stuff.
It's in theaters tomorrow, Bean.
Yep. It's already on DVD.
Yeah.
It was in theaters yesterday.
Did he cut you out? Are you still in it?
Stop it.
I'm still in it. Okay, I just didn't know.
Can't cut out Caleb.
We don't know Caleb. We're not aware
of
the movie.
That's my character.
All right.
Yeah. Let's talk about Mel Gibson, shall we?
Sure.
He was ordered by Scott Gordon, Judge Scott Gordon. That's a judge's name, by the way, Scott Gordon. You listen to what Scott Gordon has to say. The Honorable Scott Gordon, now presiding. He told Mel Gibson, you have to give Oksana Grigorieva $60,000 in back child support. Now, this is for the past 3 months where he hasn't paid her anything for their one-year-old daughter, Lucia. So, He had delayed making his monthly payments of $20,000 because he was trying to get the $6,000 a month that he pays for the house payment deducted from that amount. And the judge said, yeah, I don't care what you're trying to do. This is what you have agreed to pay, so you have to catch up. So,
I don't care.
Out of his pocket, $60,000.
Wow! That's a low price!
even for Mel, that's got to...
Not a low price.
Hurt a little bit.
Pretty high price.
A new TV show based on an old TV show coming to TV screens next year. Ronald Moore, the guy behind Battlestar Galactica, the guy who kind of rebooted that franchise.
That was great. Mm-hmm.
Is now rebooting a new project, which is based on an old TV series, which I loved, by the way. I don't own many TV series box sets of the entire series, you know, on DVD,
mm-hmm.
but I have this one. It's called The Wild Wild West, and it's basically James Bond on horseback.
Wasn't that Will Smith
movie? Did the big budget remake of the series on the big screen with Kevin Kline, and it was awful.
It wasn't good.
But the original was awesome. I remember it. It was really good.
Yeah, great show. It was a spy. You would love it, Kevin, because it's a spy show. But instead of being futuristic and sort of modern, and you know, in the '60s, James Bond was all the craze. They went back in time and they did it like the 1860s. Ulysses S. Grant was the president, and James West was a Secret Service agent for the government. But it was all Western stuff. But he also had gadgets and everything that was, you know.
But not good gadgets.
Like, no, he had cool stuff.
He had to ride a horse, right?
Yeah, but he also had real cool stuff.
Like what?
Cool things. Like he had a train.
What kind of cool gadgets do you have?
He had
in the 1800s?
A locomotive. He had a train, but it was like a secret agent train. Like the billiards table flipped around, and there were secret weapons and stuff underneath and everything. It was a good time.
And he wore the tightest pants.
All right, easy.
Wow.
They are bringing it back to television. CBS is putting it together. No word on casting yet, but this Ronald D. Moore is a good writer. So
I don't know what you're talking about, but my gut says no.
Yeah, well, you're very, very wrong. And Gretchen Mullen, Pink. Are both pregnant. Not with each other.
A couple.
Gretchen Mol, of course, star of Boardwalk Empire, told People magazine that she's enjoying her time and it won't interfere with nude scenes on that popular HBO program because she's not shooting now, so she's going to have the baby, and then when they start shooting again, she'll be not pregnant. So.
I like that that's the immediate concern.
Well, I think...
Hey, what about the nude scenes, though?
I think if you're an actress and, you know... You have the opportunity to time it. That's the best way to go.
Sure.
Because how many times have we seen projects stalled or ruined because one of the actresses gets pregnant, and next thing you know, she's carrying around a laundry basket for an entire season?
Too often.
Well, there's no way to prevent pregnancy yet, so you just got to take it when it comes.
Oprah's been pregnant for like 15 years.
No, she's just a fan.
Oh.
And Pink is pregnant. Her husband, Carrie Hart, is the father.
One of the coolest guys in the world.
As far as he knows. She is 12 weeks along, sources tell Us Weekly magazine. She wanted to do it in between tours when she has some time off, and so that's what she's doing. So once again.
Just a little pink.
Once again, planned pregnancy.
Hmm.
There should be an organization called Planned Something where you could choose when you wanted to be a parent.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. You know, parenthood isn't something you should jump into. Maybe you could plan your parenthood. That's all
interesting.
I'm saying.
Good idea.
You should start that.
I'm going to patent that. Speaking of which, did you hear that Nintendo patented, or trademarked rather, it's on like Donkey Kong?
No.
Of course, Donkey Kong is their game, right?
All right.
And so everyone's been saying it for years. Oh, it's on. It's on like Donkey Kong. And they looked around and said, no one owns that? Why don't we pick that up?
Smart.
So now they own the phrase, it's on like Donkey Kong.
Can we not say it now?
I think we have to give them a nickel.
Oh, all right.
Pretty clever. Today's celebrity birthday is Stanley Tucci. He's 50 years old today. Demi Moore turns 48. Calista Flockhart, Mrs. Harrison Ford, is 46 years old today. Harrison wished her happy birthday, I think.
I don't know. I don't care.
Thank
cake. Noisemaker.
How does she put up with that?
Quite the party.
Doesn't you just picture at home her going, "Will you speak the F up once?"
Leonardo DiCaprio is 36 and New York quarterback Mark Sanchez Jets is to give it a rest.
Take it easy.
He's 24 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
People are going to have their criticism and say what they want about me not being in Europe, but I love L.A. L.A.
Shoot and score. Perfect ball for Donovan. Second touch needs to be through. Donovan. Yes. Trent Beckham chips it back in. A header and a goal. Landon Donovan finds it. Scores. His sixth goal of the season. A wonder goal from Donovan. His 12th of the season. Goal. Landon Donovan again.
One of the most recognizable faces in American soccer. The all-time leading scorer. Three-time MLS Cup champion Landon Donovan.
Landon Donovan. Charlie Davies here from Holland with Andre Santos. Tillbaka mot Donovan. Ska det bli 2-0 här? Vilket läge! Yeah, 2-0! Landon Donovan! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this? Go, go! USA! Suddenly through! Oh, it's incredible!
Sunday night at the Home Depot Center, the winner of that game advances to the MLS Cup. Our friend Landon Donovan from the Los Angeles Galaxy joins us in studio right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Landon. What's going on?
Bean, how are your Sounders doing today?
Yeah. You've been saving that one up, haven't you, Landon? You've been very much looking forward to coming in.
It was a tough weekend to be a Seattle fan last week. Didn't the Seahawks get smashed, too, at home?
Well, the Seahawks lost 41-7, if I recall correctly.
I thought sure that game was in New York, and then I saw it was in Seattle. That
yes,
was
and the weekend before that, the Seahawks lost to the Raiders, I think 33-0.
Yep.
You're a Raiders fan, too?
Wait, you're Raiders?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's a surprise to me. You seem so smart.
But you've got the Mariners.
Yeah,
at least we've got a.
See how that?
We maybe have the worst. Cleveland is arguably the worst sports team in America, but or the city in America. But we got to be very, very close behind. Yeah, you crushed because you've been here so often. You know how rabid Seattle is about their Sounders Club. I mean, the team gets tremendous support. And, I mean, it's crushing to get that close, to have a good season, make it to the playoffs, and then get eliminated. You know what that's like. You've been there. It really, really hurts. And
yeah.
Nice job, a-hole.
But it's fun to rub in if you're the team that wins.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And by the way, because I watched both of those games, everybody on the Galaxy really stepped up this time. I mean, there was no sloughing going on.
No, our team's playing really well right now, and it starts with... Obviously, it starts with myself, Edson Buttle, and David, who's been terrific in the last probably 4 or 5 games. And when
our
team
he's
plays
on fire.
Like that, yeah,
is he playing better now than he was
in
before
my opinion,
the injury?
He's playing the best he's played in 3 or 4 years. He's playing really well.
Why? Was it the time off that helped?
It's hard to know. He's just committed. He's really dedicated. And maybe it's time off. Maybe it's as you get older, you realize there's only so much time left.
Maybe
and,
he was afraid, you know.
What?
That the injury would shorten his career and wanted to come back and make sure that didn't happen.
To be fair to him, when it happened, a lot of people in the back of their mind probably thought, shoot, he might be done.
Right, because
an injury like that at that age is devastating. And he's come back and he's played, and he's always done that his whole career. When people knock him down, he just comes back stronger.
Yeah.
Is he still, when you travel around the country, is he still a huge draw for a lot of people, maybe even non-soccer fans, just because he's so famous for so many other things, too?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, people show up to stadiums that probably have never touched a soccer ball, seen a soccer, and they just want to see him. They want to be in his presence. He's so magnetic. When he walks in a room, people just stop and they stare and they want to talk to him and be around him. It's incredible.
Well, he's got such an amazing history. He's not a party guy. He doesn't command everybody's attention when he walks in a room by being loud and funny or whatever. He's super soft spoken.
Yeah, and there's just something. It's like I got to meet Muhammad Ali one time and he walked in and everybody just stops.
There's something about him, and
David's got that too.
Yeah, there are people who change the atmosphere of the room when they walk in. I know exactly what you're talking about. And he certainly was in the right place at the right time to get the ball to whoever could score on the Sounders. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. He was actually No. Yeah, he assisted on the two goals last weekend.
Yep.
But aside from that, he's just been playing really well.
The game before where they played in Seattle, that goal that Edson Buttle scored was ridiculous.
Unbelievable, huh? He
kicked it from like 35 yards out.
Yeah, it was 25 yards, right?
25 yards.
That's and one of those where we're like...
He didn't even look at the goalie.
Don't shoot. Okay.
That happens so much. Yeah. You know, you say that when I'm sitting at home and I'm watching the Lakers play, you know, and Ron Artest shoots. You go, no. And it goes in, you go, yes. Yeah. Were you thinking don't shoot just because he's too far away? Let's get a better shot.
Yeah, I was pretty far away from where he was. And honestly, it would have never crossed my mind to shoot from there. And he just turned and
what
swung his leg.
And that was
I
the
have
only,
no idea.
That was the only goal of the game. So it was obviously a super important goal. But
right. I have no idea.
You would have never thought, and you're a scorer, you would have never thought to shoot.
Not from there, not that way, no.
Wow.
It's the type of thing, exactly like, great analogy, Kevin, Ron Artest. If it works, you're so smart,
and
you're a hero.
Right.
If it doesn't, everybody second guesses you and go, what the hell were you thinking?
That's
you could have
sports,
waited five seconds for better position. Yeah, that's exactly what it's like.
Yeah.
It's interesting you brought that up about how far away you were, because that's one thing in your sport is there's a lot of ground to cover,
mm-hmm.
and it must be tough to kind of get the big picture to see all the moving pieces going on at the same time and be aware of what's happening. I mean, you can only see so much.
That's why I encourage people to go to games and watch, because there's so much going on. There's so many moving parts, and it's not like football where you know the ball's going to one guy on this play. It's not basketball where everyone's within touching distance at all times. Hockey is so fast. Things are happening the same way they do in soccer, but there's not as much space. But for us to get a play right and to score a goal, it's why people go so crazy when they score. To make all that happen in sync is really difficult to do.
Wait, in sync play soccer? Now, the best, speaking of which, the had to be the best goal of your career was that one against Algeria, was it?
Algeria,
the World Cup. Was that the best goal of your...
Not best technically. I mean, it was a four-yard shot. But yeah, as far as...
exciting and...
importance, yeah. And in that moment, I'm just doing what's natural. I'm playing a game. We're trying to score a goal, and it all happens. But the aftermath of it, I think, is what made it
when
so
you
incredible.
Get to when you get to the point where you know the clock's running out and you have to score.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, the U.S. team were the kings of. It seemed like they would always like let in an early goal and go, oh man, and then they have to come back. You know, that kind of pressure. When it's getting to the 85th, 86th, 90th minute, do you start to play desperate?
Yeah, you have to. And what people don't realize about that game is for probably 10 or 15 minutes, we kind of left our defense on an island. Like four or five of us kind of just stayed near midfield, almost like cherry picking and waiting for the ball to come. And our defense made four or five incredible plays. Our goalie made some great plays.
So you open up yourself to.
You have to.
Counterattack.
Yeah, you have to. And you have to take some chances. And fortunately, it worked out.
Landon Donovan is in our studio here on the Kevin DeBean Show. He's always kind enough to squeeze us in, especially on busy weeks like this when he's preparing for a big game against FC Dallas. That's going to be this Sunday at the Home Depot Center.
When does Seattle play again? I'm unclear on the playoff schedule.
It'll be about 6 months, Kevin. Thank you for asking.
No worries.
By the way, remarkably, is this still accurate? Can you still technically buy tickets through LAGalaxy.com or Ticketmaster? They are still.
That's a good question. Yeah, I guess so. Last game,
it'd be worth checking it out. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's always difficult to fill up the stadium and only when you only have a week or two to sell the game. At last game, we had a sellout, which was incredible, and
you had the grass area too.
Yeah,
so it makes
that's
it
cool.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk some more about what is in store for the team against Dallas and everything else going on with Landon Donovan when we return right after this on the Kevin and Bean. Thank you for tuning in to the Kevin and Bean Show. Actor Eric Balfour is going to be joining us in about 50 minutes or so, by the way, talking about his new alien invasion thriller that looks so awesome. That opens up tomorrow. Right now, Landon Donovan is in studio from the LA Galaxy. Interesting, Kevin, that we would have done the topic on inappropriate boners last hour.
How dare
and
you.
Now your boyfriend Landon is here in studio. You got one of your own. How about
See, Landon,
that?
This is the abuse I take for liking soccer.
I shouldn't have made that Seattle comment.
No, you should.
Of course, you are one game away from making it back to the MLS championship. The Galaxy have won what? You guys have won twice before?
Two-time
champions before, right?
Yeah.
But there is quite a bit of parity in the soccer now, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
because I know Columbus is super good. Salt Lake won last year. I mean, there are a lot of, you know, pretty much everyone's in contention these days when the season starts.
Yeah, there's a salary cap, so most teams are pretty even. So there's not a... It's not like you can like build a dynasty like the Yankees because everyone's more or less spending the same amount.
Yeah, because he just didn't care about the cap. He's just like, all right, I'll pay it. I'll pay it anyway.
Exactly.
I'll pay a fine. Doesn't matter.
Tell us about Dallas. A lot of faces on that team you know.
Dallas is a good team. We had the advantage of playing them the last game of the regular season, which was 3 weeks ago here, we beat them 2-1. They're a very good team, though. They went, earlier in the year, they went 18 games without losing, which in soccer is kind of unheard of. They're a very good team, and they've got an MVP candidate in this kid, Ferreira, who plays in the midfield for them, who's a very good player. So they're a good, solid team, but we feel like if we're at home, we should win.
Now, you're, the expectations are pretty high, obviously.
Yeah,
the team has you, the team has Beckham, they have a high profile. It's sort of like if you don't win the championship, I mean, that's a lot of pressure. If
yeah,
you
well,
don't
been
get
the best,
to the game and win that game,
right. We've it's been the not, best team for the last 2 years in this league. So the expectation is, yeah, that we should win. And we have an owner who we love to death, but
would
expects
like
that
to
we
happen.
Win. Yeah,
sure.
And they want us to win, and they expect us to win. And they put a lot of resources and time into this team. So we're going to try to make it happen.
Tell me a little bit about, because it's a name that is starting to become big enough to get out of soccer. People are starting to talk about and notice Edson Buttle. What's his background? We haven't had the chance to have him on yet. What's his story?
Edson's a kid. I say kid. He's older than me. A guy who's had tons of talent from the early days in Major League Soccer when he started. He's probably played 8 or 9 years in our league now. And he's always had this incredible potential. And last off season, our season finished November. I would come in periodically before I got ready to go to Everton. I was training at the Home Depot Center, and every time I came in, I'd see him there, and he was working out and lifting and running and getting stronger. And it was something I'd never seen from him before. And when he started the year off this year and scored so many goals early on, I started kind of piecing it together and realized that something clicked in his head, and he's got incredible potential, and now he wants to be successful. And he made the World Cup team. He scored, I think, 20 goals overall for us this year. He's been fantastic.
Which is a crazy amount.
Yeah.
It must be good for you to not have to shoulder...
It's helped me so much.
not have to shoulder that.
And I think what teams do in our league is most teams have one or two guys that are kind of good star players, if you want to say, and having him take that pressure away from me has made it a lot easier, and it's helped our team.
Now, you got him on the U.S. team? Did you push for it to happen?
I wouldn't say I got him on. I'm not the coach.
Seriously.
But he made the U.S. team out of nowhere. He'd never been in camp, never played a game, and within 6 months, he played a few games and made the World Cup team, which is incredible.
I heard him interviewed, and he said that you told him that he should really try out for and go for it, and he didn't even consider it.
Yeah, I think
he just thought. Mm.
Yeah, and he's kind of been ho hum about it, about his career in that way a little bit before, but now he realizes that he's got all the ability in the world, so he's making the most of it.
Wow. By the way, we did a check during the break, and we found out, unbelievably, there are still some tickets available if you want to go to Ticketmaster at LAGalaxy.com. And as Landon said, you really haven't seen soccer until you've seen it in person. And Kevin, and I know you're going to be there Sunday night at Home Depot Center.
I've been to almost every home game for...
Your city is one like mine, Seattle, where the home field advantage does make a huge difference. I mean, you've got them on your side. Now, is there a lot of singing going on at the Home Depot Center? Is that to spread to your stadium yet?
Yeah, there's chanting. We've got two really good. Well, we've got three supporters sections. Two of them sit together, and one sit on the opposite side of the field, and they're loud the whole game. And last weekend, for whatever reason, I think it's maybe this time of year when it gets darker and people are just more into sports and happy to be outside when it's nice out and cool out. And there was just this vibrant energy throughout the stadium that was awesome. And we're hoping for the same on Sunday.
They were the ones, too, by the way, when Beckham.
That's right.
They were on him. They were booing him. And
they don't
went
mess
over.
Around.
They mean business.
they
are fans, and if they think you're here to F up the chances, you're going to get their wrath.
They're not booing him now.
No, they're not happy. Now. Of course not now. Yeah, but at the beginning, they certainly were.
Yeah.
You're probably not thinking a minute about past this Sunday's game, but when you win it all, when the season is over, what are you going to do after that?
Going are you going
on vacation,
to Everton again?
Baby.
Are you going back to
we'll
England?
See. I'm going to go. We've got a postseason trip to Australia. And then I'm going to take some time where I just chill out. I've had a long year, so I just want to rest. And, I say now because I'm so tired, I'm in the thick of it, that I probably just want to stay home and rest and not go anywhere in the off season to play. But
and then 4 days after your season happens.
Start watching games on TV, and you're like, ah. So we'll see.
I'll tell you, the announcers have mentioned – how tired you are
every game since the World Cup. You must
that.
Just
makes
drag yourself around the stadium just going, oh, man.
Yeah, lower expectations.
Landon crawled into our studio on his hands and knees. He's so tired he can't walk anymore, which is kind of sad.
You should play baseball. You don't have to run.
Yeah, hey! Exactly. There you go.
How many days after the final game of the season does it take you before you go, well, I guess eventually I do have to go back to the gym? Because I would think the last thing in the world you'd want to do is work out when you're finally done.
Yeah, I mean, generally as a rule of thumb, I like to take 2 weeks and do nothing. But after a while, when you work out hard every day and you're eating the way you eat and so many calories are going in, and then you sit around all day, you start to feel just nasty and kind of gross. Yeah. So you have to get out and do something.
No, you
do
eat
you have
more.
Any,
you stay on your couch and eat more.
Yeah.
That's what
do
I
you
found.
Have any off-season sports that you like to play? Like, do you get on a bike or play racquetball or anything?
I love bike riding. I love to play golf. When my brother lives in Wisconsin, when he comes into town, we play all kinds of sports. We play basketball, baseball. We just like to have it. We did that all growing up. We played all the time, so it takes us back nostalgic.
Landon sounds perfect for you, Kevin. I don't know what's keeping you two kids apart. It really does.
Maybe his wife.
I'll tell you what. A, my wife. B, he asked about Dancing with the Stars off the air, by the way.
Oh, I see. That's a deal breaker for you.
That?
Well, gay.
All right. LA Galaxy versus FC Dallas. It is a can't-miss game at the Home Depot Center in Carson. It's going to be this Sunday at 6 o'clock. Go to Ticketmaster or LAGalaxy.com.
And then it's
going to
be on
tickets.
ESPN, too. Not that I'm plugging it, but it is going to be on ESPN.
Yeah, oh, definitely. If you're not there in person, absolutely watch it anyway. Landon, you've always been great to us over the years to spend time on the Kevin and Bean Show. We appreciate you stopping by, dude. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Your pulse back down to normal, Kevin? You calmed down? You okay?
Forgot to mention, I put up a post on at kevinandme.com with some video, some highlights that I put together from this season.
Oh, you mean you spent some time alone cutting up video of Landon Donovan and then posted it on the internet? Is that what you did?
How dare you?
Kevin was blushing a little bit when Mr. Donovan got here. Do you see that, Lisa?
I did. He told me.
This is all the hassle I get because I like soccer.
Uh-huh.
And Landon.
Like that soccer player. All right. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Bean speaking. No one loves the aliens more than I do. And no one is more fearful that he will die before they arrive because eventually they got to get here. And that's why I'm so excited about this movie that comes out tomorrow. It is called Skyline, opening everywhere. And actor Eric Balfour joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show to talk about it. Hi, Eric, how you doing, man?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, Eric.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm not kidding when I say I love aliens and I love alien movies, and I want them to come here, and I especially love it when they come here and just try to blast the crap out of Earth, like in your film.
Well, then you're going to love our film. I mean, this is the perfect movie for you, man. It's really cool, and it was what's really the coolest part about it was the way that it was, you know. The way that it was conceptualized. It was made, you know, in the sort of outlaw spirit of a bunch of guys who said, we don't need a big studio and we don't need a lot of money.
Give us more details on that, about how it came about, how it was edited, the timeline, the money, all that.
Here's basically how it worked. The guys who directed the movie, the brothers Strauss, are these sort of visual effects geniuses. They did Avatar and they did Iron Man 2. And, you know, I gotta give them a lot of credit because it takes balls to pony up your own money and say, we're gonna do this without a studio. And we shot the whole movie in Greg Strauss's, one of the director's apartments. And we were, you know, it was like a little guerrilla style film, but they knew that once we had something cool that was happening in between the characters and the story, that they could then take that and make these amazing visual designs. So that's what they did. I mean, there was literally a day when we were shooting in a stairwell, and we were hiding from security. Like, somebody was literally keeping guard, watching the
security.
I love
that. You're like, you're a little kid, and you're going to run if somebody showed up.
No, we did. They started chasing after us. So the 10 guys on the crew who we were with, the camera operator, were literally running down these hallways in their building, and we're hiding in a storage closet. Cameras rolling the entire time. And it was a blast, man. I mean, I just am really stoked to be a part of something that, you know, guys who just said, we don't care if people say we can't pull it off, we can't do it. We have a dream, and we're going to make it happen. And I'm just stoked to be a part of something like
that. Did they start with that attitude, or did they go and try and get people to make it, and everybody turned them down?
No. What happened was they had directed a movie a few years ago, and
they were really disappointed in the way it turned out, because the control was taken out of their hands. You know, every step of the way they were sort of hindered in the way they made the movie, and so they wanted to do this on their own. You know the saying, too many cooks in the kitchen spoil the stew. And so they went out and they used their own team. They wrote the script with these two great writers who actually work at their company. And they loved the genre. They loved alien movies, and they didn't want to make something that was cliche. And it's a really badass alien invasion movie.
It doesn't
have a happy ending. It's definitely not a Disney movie.
Hey, don't give it away, man.
Hey, spoiler alert, Balfour. Come on.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. It's funny because the alien movie started where we were afraid of the aliens, and then everybody, political correctness took over, and everybody said, hey, maybe they're not so bad. Maybe they're good aliens.
Right.
And then, you know, it's been kind of getting back. Now, you know what? They're just going to kick our asses.
No, these are definitely not good aliens. And, you know, in some ways, the movie's kind of an analogy for any disaster situation. I mean, that was kind of the cool thing, is that, you know, there's no explanation as to how they work or why they work. There's this really cool, mythology of how they take over, and that will be revealed in the film.
Uh-huh.
But, like, they didn't want to just, you know, have some expert, you know, ex-military guy who knew exactly what was going on, or, I don't know, some kind of, you know, circus gymnast who could help us scale the walls of the building. It was like...
No, I get you. And that's what you're talking about when you're talking about how you get some good things going between the actors, between the characters, and how they react to one another and the situation. That's what's fascinating about, you know, movies like Cloverfield or TV shows like The Walking Dead, is it's not just the menace. It's not just the threat. It's what's people's reaction to it. How do they handle it, and what do they do about it? And that's what looks like it's so cool in your film.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we kept thinking about, is like, you know, what happens when you're cut off from communication, there is no emergency broadcast system telling you go here or do this, and you're just left inside of this lone building to, you know, fight for your survival, and, you know, you lose power, you lose water, you're going, what do we do next? And it's a really cool little intimate movie in that way, along with these just massive visual effects that these guys created. And it was a blast, man. I mean, you know, except for the days when we were covered in alien blood, which was some kind of weird mix of, like, jello gelatin and child's black paint.
Are you sure that wasn't just a party?
Well, no, they brought it to the party, but that was fun, too.
Okay.
All right. This is actor Eric Balfour on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show, talking about his film Skyline that opens up tomorrow. Kevin, I believe we have a clip that will tell people everything they need to know about Skyline. I'm in. And that's a love scene. That's what's crazy about this.
That sounded more like me and Scotty Thompson's love scene, not the alien fight scene.
Well, the movie does look great, and especially it's so interesting hearing that backstory. I mean, it's refreshing to hear about guys who go out and just kind of follow their dream and decide to do it on their own terms. And to get it in all these theaters that you have and to have it opening everywhere tomorrow is a real testament to how good it must be. Eric, great to talk to you, man. Good luck with Skyline. Thanks for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you guys so much. Good talking to you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 8:56.
This is too much program for the Kevin and Bean Show, by the way. It's been exhausting. Landon Donovan, Eric Balfour, coming up next in about 10 minutes. We're going to talk to Edgar Wright, who's always a great interview on our show, and we're always excited. He, of course, the director of Scott Pilgrim versus the World, which is now out on DVD. We'll tell you how you can meet Mr. Wright. That's on the way from the Kevin and Bean Show.
Did you say we're playing above our heads? That's our problem?
Yes, that's right. Exactly what I'm saying.
The good news is you can always pull time from the showbiz beats.
Well, that happens occasionally. That works out. That does happen occasionally.
So we got 2 minutes.
Oftentimes we replace the showbiz beat with something good. I mean, that's pretty much how we do it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Time for celebrity birthdays.
You're wasting time now, Ralph. Wow. Come on now. Let's get to the showbiz.
I know. Stings, doesn't it? Maybe I will take that week's vacation. I think maybe I've earned it. Demi Lovato. No. Demi Lovato. Apparently, she's got bigger issues than just cutting and binging and purging. Apparently, she's also snorting and drinking and slutting.
Oh.
All right.
She was at a party in North Richland Hills, Texas. And let me tell you something about North Richland Hills. It goes off.
Does it?
Oh. She was at a party and a fellow there in Texas claims he witnessed her do lines of coke at the party. And in his words, Demi was belligerent, being slutty and doing coke all over the house.
Yes.
I'd rather have her doing coke and being slutty all over the house, personally. But he says the guy who hosted the party shot multiple videos of this. And what I saw with my eyes, Demi was screaming, F all of you, I'm famous, I don't care what any of you think of me, the whole world loves me. As she snorted line after line of cocaine. Now, this story seems to be corroborated because there's another dude, according to Life and Style magazine and Radar Online, who is currently shopping these videos around to the highest bidder.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
So we may see Demi in action sometime soon if she, of course, is currently in rehab trying to get her life together. So this should help. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe not. Here's the thing, people. Can't do anything anymore. Video just is everywhere.
It's ruining everything.
The flip and the camera phone and all these little video cameras have really just put a cramp in our style. Michael Caine recently said, you know, legendary British actor Michael Caine, you know him from the Batman movies, plays Alfred. He has been a movie star since the early 60s. And he said he wouldn't survive today, given how he lived his life with the paparazzi and with the video cameras and with people videotaping you at parties and things. There's no way he could have. His career would have survived all the potential damage because he said actors were much worse back in the 60s and 70s, but no one knew about
it. No one knew.
So everyone now, you can't do a little, can't do a bump in the bathroom without somebody filming you.
Our singles party in Vegas this past weekend, I had to say, okay, that's it. No more photos. No more video. From this point on, nothing.
It's true.
It is funny when you have to put a media blackout on your own party.
It's ridiculous.
Was that when you were outside LAX screaming, we need a party bus?
Probably.
We need a party bus. I was like, what does that even mean? We need a party bus. We need a bus to carry the party.
And we got one.
Yeah, you did. Kevin's got very deep pockets. The more he drinks, the deeper his pockets get.
Nothing wrong with that.
If he's drunk enough, you could say, Kevin, I really need a house. Okay, I'll do it. Here's my credit card. Put my credit card down, I'll buy the house. They closed our tab at one point in Vegas. They're like, we've only had so much money for the open bar, so now we're going to
close. It was like a half hour in.
Here's my credit card. Put my credit card down, I'll pay for all the drinks.
How much damage had you done at that point if they cut off your tab at 30 minutes into this party?
Well, we were knocking it back pretty quick.
Enough.
Here's the thing. The staff showed up about a half an hour early before the doors even opened.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the bar was open, so we were, you want to get a little lubricated before the kids show up and you're having your big party.
You owe it to your guests to test the alcohol to make sure that it's appropriate to serve.
Exactly. Thank you, Bean.
You want to be in good spirits when the party starts, and we were.
And ends.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Mark Sanchez, quarterback for the New York Jets.
Oh, yeah!
You know who else is quarterback for the New York Jets? Flash Gordon, quarterback, New York Jets.
Flash!
You save every one of us! Flash Gordon.
Yeah?
The legendary movie Flash Gordon from 1980.
Yeah?
Sam Jones, that's Flash Gordon.
Okay.
He's the quarterback for the New York Jets. And he goes in a spaceship and he goes off to Mongo and saves the world from Ming the Merciless.
Ralph's gone bye-bye.
And he's got that legendary line. Flash Gordon, quarterback, New York Jets. When he meets Ming the Merciless, that's the first thing he says to him. It's awesome! By the way, movie was produced by Dino De Laurentiis, who sadly we say goodbye to today. Yeah. Dino De Laurentiis, legendary film producer, produced over 500 movies in his career, passed away at the age of 91.
But a lot of good ones, too. But more importantly, gave us Giada De Laurentiis, right?
Yeah.
I hate to extend this pointless conversation, but
How's it pointless? Dino De Laurentiis, one of the biggest producers in movie history.
No, I'm talking about Flash Gordon. Continue it. Who else was a quarterback for the New York Jets?
What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
Come on.
I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
We need is a party bus.
We need a party bus.
Joe Namath and I.
Joe Namath said.
Brothers.
I'll put the credit card down. I don't care. Party bus.
Leonardo DiCaprio is 36 years old today. David DeLuise of the Wizards of Waverly Place turns 39 years old.
Ralph, we had 20 people. How do you transport 20 people?
To get a party bus.
Right.
I'm just saying, who picked up the tab for the party bus?
I did.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Just saying you're very generous.
when you're drunk.
That's why Kevin comes in so often to ask for money for his charity, yeah, by the way.
Oh, no. That's true.
Kids are wondering what that's all about.
Oh, no, kids need backpacks. Just give me cash. That's fine. Or just write a check to cash. That's good. Or write a check to partybusco.com.
I had won a poker tournament about 3 days before we went to Vegas.
That's what it did.
How dare you?
I've got a card with a picture of a woman on it.
You didn't get to your poker tournament the first day we were in Vegas, however.
No,
we didn't even talk about that adventure.
I didn't get to that one. Or the one that I was registered for the next day.
Kevin had the fear for 2 days around the party. Couldn't leave his bathroom.
Yeah,
we didn't. That's the first I've heard about that.
Yeah, I tried
to go on the party bus.
I was hoping to keep that to myself, but yeah. Apparently not.
No. Well, you can't say anything. Yeah, that have been repeated?
That's true.
What are you thinking? Demi Moore is 48 years old today. Stanley Tucci celebrates his 50th birthday. I'm Ralph Goldman, and I'm on the party bus.
Ralph, you ready to geek out with Edgar Wright on the phone?
Just such a good director. So many good projects.
Well, because he's one of those guys who's got a name, and if his name is on it, you go see it. Whether we're talking about Fistful of Fingers, Shaun of the Dead, he did one of the Grindhouse trailers, Hot Fuzz, of course, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, which is now available on DVD or Blu-ray, and he joins us on the phone right now back on the Kevin and Bean Show. Mr. Wright, welcome, sir. How are you?
I am here. I'm in your fair city as well.
Well, then why didn't you come down to the studio?
I offered to, and they said, no, we can do it on the phone.
What?
How dare they?
Heads are going to roll, Edgar. Heads are going
to
roll.
All right, hang up now and come down.
I offered to come down.
How close are you? Hang up and just come down.
I think by the time I get down, all right, the show might have finished. I'm in West Hollywood.
May have.
Edgar is going to be appearing at the world's greatest record store, Amoeba Music, in Hollywood at Sunset and Cahuenga there. He's going to be there at 6:30 signing copies of the Scott Pilgrim DVD and Blu-ray that is out today. Now, a lot of directors are very excited when they finally get a chance to make the Blu-ray DVD because they get a chance to add in stuff that some a-hole made them cut originally. Tell me what you added to this.
Well, there's nothing that's like, I'm very happy with the version that was in cinemas, but there is, somebody kind of counted up that there is 22 hours of extra material on the Blu-ray.
Which Who's is, got that which kind of time? Yes.
No, it's cool. I love doing, you know what it is? It's like, you know, especially in this day and age with the technology, you're sitting there thinking, wow, we have all of this making of stuff, and if we don't, like, commit it to tape right now, I don't want to be looking for these extras in 10 years' time. So, we have all these, all the cool behind-the-scenes stuff and, you know, documentaries and about how it was made and how the effects were done and the cast goofing around and, you know, even a lot of the rehearsal videos are really funny. I mean, I had such a blast with this kind of cast, and I think that's kind of obvious when you watch the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah, we've seen some of the outtakes, Edgar, and it looks like Schwartzman has a hard time keeping his glasses on throughout this film.
Schwartzman is a goofball. Like, he's like half actor, half, like, sort of...
crazy? Cartoon?
He's like a warm-up man on set. He would just... He's one of those guys that treats, like, every day like it's, like, a cocktail party.
Yeah.
He remembers everybody's names. Like, he flirts with all the girls. He's hilarious. Like, you see him in the outtakes. Like, he's such a trip.
He is one of our favorite guests. And deleted scenes, I mean, you know, those are funny when he screws it up every time and his glasses come off and he's falling and he's... It just is ridiculous trying to get through a scene.
Well, they have to do these major fight scenes as well.
Right.
You see a little bit in the behind the scenes where in the middle of a stunt he completely rips his pants, which is embarrassing usually, but even more embarrassing when Jason had decided that his character would wear ladies' underwear.
Hey, I have news for you. That's Jason in real life, too, by the way. If you did not see Scott Pilgrim versus the World in the theaters, first of all, you're a bad human. But second of all, Michael Cera, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, Jason Schwartzman, Brandon Routh, Anna Kendrick. I mean, great, great cast. And I mean to ask this question in a respectful way for you, Edgar, but that movie should have been a way bigger hit than it was in theaters, right?
Well, you know what? I'm a big believer in the long game, and like most of the things that I've done, like especially Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz, they weren't big hits when they came out, but they kind of, you know, I feel very fortunate that like, the fan base has like grown like every year, and you know, I even get people coming up to me right now who saw Scott Pilgrim but only just saw Shaun of the Dead. So, I mean, I'm not one of those people. I remain pretty optimistic because I know that the people who saw it loved it, and I don't believe that every film can, the history of every film can be told in 72 hours.
Right.
You know, and there's probably plenty of films that you and I love that, you know, weren't the biggest hit in the first 3 days, but that doesn't mean they're not great, and that doesn't mean that they, you know, can't go on to kind of fame, you know.
No, that's a great attitude.
You know what, this week? The Blu-ray is number one in Amazon, so that's good.
There you go. Yeah.
That's the beauty of the DVD Blu-ray era, is that these films will live on and on and on and on, and they'll reach their audience.
Did we lose him?
No, we have him. We're just trying to fix a problem.
You're absolutely right, Ralph. And I'm going to go.
It all went curiously quiet.
Yeah,
sorry about that. A little technical problem.
I'm going to add to what you're saying, Ralph, and I think that home systems and Blu-ray particularly have made it such a pleasurable experience that sometimes you just say, I'm going to wait 3 months. They come out in 3 months now. I might as well watch it at home.
Yeah.
I can see that. I mean, I think sort of, you know, somebody needs to reduce the price of popcorn for starters.
Sure. That would help.
That's prohibitive. Right.
Tell us about the event tonight where they can meet you and some of the cast.
We're all going to be at Amoeba, I think at like 6:37. Me, Michael Cera, Schwartzman, Anna Kendrick, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, a whole bunch of people. So that should be really fun.
And you're going to be signing DVDs for the first, is it 200 people to buy it?
I think sort of 300 or something.
300,
but,
okay. Great.
I'm not sure. Me and Kieran Culkin did one in New York on Tuesday at Best Buy in Union Square, which was crazy.
Well, I know you have a lot of fans because of the kinds of movies you make. You have fans that love you, so this is a big thrill that they get a chance to meet you in person. I don't know when the next time is we'll talk to you, but we have to ask just real quick before you go, Edgar, because
I'll
we've been talking a lot
time,
of.
I promise.
Well, okay, thank you good. For that. We've been talking a lot as Ant-Man news has leaked out, and is it true that you're the man who's going to bring Ant-Man to the big screen?
Well, maybe.
Maybe,
it's something
okay.
Like, I feel like the boy who cried wolf because I've been working on the script for a few years, and Scott Pilgrim took me 2 years to make, so I'm just slowly trying to get back on the horse after spending
speed
like,
it
2 years
up. We want to see Ant-Man. Get it going. Come on.
It might happen. You might get your wish.
All right.
All right. Well, great. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming on. Have a great time tonight. And anytime you're in town and you've got the time to come on by, you're always welcome here on the Kevin DeMeade Show. Edgar,
well, like,
we really appreciate
morning,
it.
This morning, I could have been there.
Yes.
Oh, so angry. Man. Oh. I would have brought my spaced box set and had you sign it.
Well, another time, I'll
all
be
right.
There.
All right, for sure. Thank you,
thanks,
man.
Guys.
Bye now.
Reloading. Watch my six.
No. Ah. No. Kevin, put
give
it
me some cover. Ah!
Put it away.
I'm giving you cover.
Kevin, put it away.
Reloading. Watch my six.
How many times are you going to reload?
Okay. Can you put it on pause? Can you stop for 1 second? Look, you got
I
all
just
weekend.
Killed all of Cuba.
Right.
And that dude's just reloading. I need better help.
Ralph, tell him he's got all weekend to play freaking Black Ops. He doesn't need to play it while he's on the air doing the show.
What makes you think anything we can say will change his behavior yeah. one iota?
Someone's obsessed a little bit with a new video game. That's all I'm saying.
If we could get him to stop eating while we're on the air, I'd be happy. You want him to stop playing video games?
Are you guys talking?
All of his hands are busy doing things unrelated to this show. That's what's happening right now. All right, time for a final look at the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday Kevin DeMeade Show. Here's Ralph.
Before I get to the Showbiz News, I still have some passes to give away to tonight's very special advanced...
We have a winner, believe it or not.
Advanced screening of Unstoppable. Very special Kevin and Bean advanced screening. The movie opens tomorrow in theaters everywhere. You get to see it tonight before anybody else.
But you don't care, do you, Whitey?
First two callers at 1-800-520-1067. First two callers through at that phone number will win a pair of passes to our advanced screening of Unstoppable. Denzel Washington, Chris Pine...
And a train.
And the lovely, what's her name? Beautiful.
Yeah, the beautiful.
Swarthy.
Swarthy?
Yeah.
Beautiful and swarthy?
Gabrielle Sidibe.
No.
Good guess.
Beautiful. Oh, you know her.
Who's in the movie? I have no idea.
I
didn't know there was even a woman in this movie.
She was in the Eagle Eye.
Rosario Dawson.
Yeah, oh.
She's also in that as well, so you got that going for you. She's your neighbor? I didn't know that.
Wait, next door.
What?
Yeah.
Well, why are you not getting all Aaron Andrews up in that?
That's a good question. Where's your drill?
It's in his pants.
Nope.
It's a small.
That's what I call my penis.
Yeah, that's what he calls his penis. Meanwhile,
looks like Lindsay Lohan
may be in rehab, but she's still out there trying to raise her profile. She appears on the cover of the Italian edition of Max magazine this week. Apparently during the photo shoot, she decided to let one of her girls pop out and is proudly showing it off in the photos. Photos available online if you want to check that out, by the way. She's okay.
Yeah. Got nice boobs.
She sure does.
But
she's an attractive young lady.
She's still in rehab, or?
Yeah.
Are these old pictures?
They were shot before she went inside. Okay. Yeah. They didn't come to the rehab and
I don't know.
Betty Ford.
They've been letting her out for everything.
They've been letting her out to go shopping. No, and she wasn't working during
the movies.
It's a little time delay there, but good stuff. Oh, this is a good story for Kevin.
Yes.
Your boyfriend, David Beckham,
yes,
is in the news. Apparently, he and his wife, Victoria, are just head over heels obsessed with Jersey Shore. Can't get enough of that show.
Hmm. It's true. I really love Jersey Shore. I like to watch it with Victoria. Instead of when I'm injured, which is like 90% of the time, I sit there and I watch Jersey Shore.
Pauly D says he's quite flattered and that they can appear anytime they want on the show. I'm sure they'll take you up on that,
yeah.
Pauly D.
Yeah, there's a difference between loving it and...
I'm sure they'll drop by the Jersey Shore Beach House for chicken cutlet night. Have some of Ronnie's Joy Juice or whatever you make before you put on the shirt cocktail he makes.
I got to tell you, it is a different thing for us to just mock them and hate them, and then you go to Vegas and you see a giant billboard.
Vinny!
It's all it says.
Coming this weekend, Vinny!
And you go, wait a minute, this guy really is... amazingly
two
famous.
Two stories tall, the sign.
Vinny.
Just one word. That's
what's
all you
happening?
Needed.
Rod Stewart was half
right,
the size.
Cher. just one name identifies him. Vinny.
Although it is just going to make him worse. You know, celebrities start coming out saying they watch the show. They're just going to get so much worse.
Although, with Beckham and the Jersey Shore story, and then earlier today, Landon Donovan from the Galaxy was here talking about how obsessed he is with Dancing with the Stars and American Idol. That team play must go off after a game. That was supposed to be a crazy party with those guys.
They like the reality TV.
There's a couple of Brazilians on it. It goes off.
Yeah. Rob Pattinson in the news.
Rob Pattinson.
I feel a little uneasy.
Light in the loafers?
I feel a little light in the loafers and uneasy whenever I find I have something in common with someone like Rob Pattinson.
Right.
But we do.
Or you?
I do.
Okay, good.
Robert Pattinson was interviewed by AbsoluteNow.com and says his favorite TV show, something he adores, can't get enough of.
Jersey Shore?
No. Antiques Roadshow.
Oh!
Yeah, can't get enough of the Antiques Roadshow.
Oh, good for you! And how was it?
Robert, like I, loves seeing the delight of people discover they have a real treasure in their attic when they bring some junk down to the Antique Roadshow.
What
and
a crap fest that
and
is.
And they get appraised for sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, sometimes once a season.
It happens all the time on that show.
What a crap fest show that is.
Robert Pattinson said he would like, in fact, to host the show someday.
I would like for him to do that as well.
Hosting the show.
That way I can avoid them both at the same time.
Can we get his audition reel?
He would love to find out that someone had something like $1 million Picasso painting in their attic, and they bring it down, and he gets to break the good news.
I'm with Ralph on this. It's a fascinating show.
Oh, it gets even worse for me. First,
right.
Robert Pattinson,
it's a fascinating show.
You want to reconsider?
No, I can't watch anymore.
And I do, it's always great when something turns out to be worth,
Let's put the nail in the coffin, Lisa.
Yeah. It's always fun when something they think was worth $200 and it's worth $20,000. That's always fun. But what I'm amazed
that is fun
is the experts that they come up with who have so much knowledge of so much particular detail about a type of crystal that was only made in the 1730s in the south of France.
Yeah.
It's just astonishing the detail that these experts have.
It's great stuff.
God, I hate you so much.
Like, how do they find these people?
That is crazy.
You're not a collector, Kevin, so
you can't
appreciate it. But for those of us who collect things, it is fascinating to see the provenance, as they say.
God, I hate you so much.
The history behind a piece, how someone came to own it, what its value is.
Yeah, I'd rather die.
You just don't get it, man.
And my God, who the hell cares?
You know, I'm so caught up in the American version hosted by Mark Wahlberg that I have to now start watching the British version
on BBC America because I've run out of episodes here in America that I can watch.
Wow.
Yeah.
I also love the excitement of somebody who has been, their entire life they've spent, collecting lace or something. And then they see something that walks through the door they've never seen before.
Are we
and
still
you can
on
just
the
tell.
They're still talking
is this,
about
is
it.
Is this going how out to people?
How happy they are. Watch it and see for themselves.
You know what? I have to stop you. This has become boring.
When Lisa's turned it on.
Now I
know. Talking about bad TV.
She's right.
Now I know why Jimmy's going to defriend us on Facebook. Now it all becomes clear to me. And I'm sure you're familiar with Jimmy's new campaign.
Yes. Yes.
The National Unfriending Day, or NUD, as he's calling it, happens on November the 17th, next Wednesday's official NUD Day. He wants everyone who's on Facebook to actually unfriend anyone who isn't your actual friend.
It is bizarre how that has become the measuring stick that everybody needs to
people
live
collect
up to.
Them. You know, they want as many people in that little box, and that number is
how many
possible.
Do you have? I have so and so.
And like Jimmy says, you don't have 500 friends. I'm sorry. I don't care who you are. You don't have it. And he went out of his way to pick one girl who had like 500 friends on Facebook, and he started mocking her, and then she has now like 2,900 friends.
Yeah. He says,
this is someone's spitting in the face of National Unfriending Day. Yeah. Anyway,
she tweets like Bean tweets, too.
I know,
meaningless,
nothing to say.
Drivel.
Jimmy has said she has never said anything interesting on her Facebook page ever.
Right.
Now, are you worried about him defriending you, or do you feel like you transcend the Facebook friendship because you're actually, you know each other?
I need to talk to Jim about this, but I don't believe we are friends on Facebook.
Oh.
I think I need to add friends.
To become unfriended by next Wednesday.
I don't think it's anybody I really would unfriend. I'm not the guy who collects a lot of strangers on my Facebook page.
All right.
So, but I would like to add Jim.
Mike is.
Yeah, I know. Mike. Yeah. Mike loves to be loved.
Yeah.
That's why.
I don't even have a Facebook page, so I'm really
there you go.
Not
you have
participatory.
No friends anywhere.
So, no friends in real life or online.
Right.
Jimmy recruited an actual friend, Lisa Kudrow.
Oh, good.
To do a little PSA for National Unfriending Day, and he had it on the show last night.
I'm Lisa Kudrow. Your friends on Facebook are not your real friends. Real friends are people you meet at Central Perk. People who watch you play guitar and sing and pretend to like your cat no matter how badly it smells. Real friends have hairstyles named after them. On November 17th, dump your fake friends before they ruin your day, your week, your month, or even your year. I know friends. I used to be one.
See, she's an expert.
She knows.
She does. Take a look at today's celebrity birthday. Stanley Tucci's 50 years old today. Demi Moore celebrates her 48th birthday. Calista Flockhart is 46. Actor David DeLuise of Wizards of Waverly Place is 39. Leonardo DiCaprio is 36. And quarterback for the New York Jets, Mark Sanchez, celebrates his 24th birthday.
Move on.
You notice how Mike gets out of arm's length from you, Kevin, when he starts pulling this BS?
My instinct is to punch him.
Where?
In the neck.
It's a good instinct.
Right. It is a good instinct, and I wish you would follow through on that. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, we have an all-new program. It's Friday morning. That means we have the movie beat. Fridays occasionally mean we have Adam Carolla. We do have him tomorrow. We will be doing This Week in Rage along with talking about his new book.
Best-selling author Adam Carolla, by the way. He's just blowing it out. His book's a huge hit.
He's blowing it out?
Yeah. Maybe they're selling a lot of copies.
Talk Sports with Andrew Siciliano. And we have Kevin Smith in studio as well.
Awesome.
So, another giant program tomorrow morning on The Kevin and Bean Show.
Don't go away. Cat Corbett is on vacation. Someone we don't know will be slipping into the K-Rock Air Studio to play songs from Cake called Sick of You. That's their latest. Also, the Red Hot Chili Peppers' Rise Against Amberlin's new one, Social D, and more. Straight ahead right after this on